You're listening to Q-Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening, and thank you for joining us for another installment of the show on Q-Talk America. I am your host, Clayton McKee, and I certainly do welcome you. And no matter where you are in the world, we've had people from all over listening to us recently, and we'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. We're coming to you live from the glamorous Studio B in the palatial Q-Talk America Plaza, located, I'm going to use as many adjectives as I can,
wow,
located in central Phoenix, Arizona. If this is your first time listening to us, and I'm guessing that would mean that you lost a bet or something like that, we do come to you live each and every Tuesday night from 7 to 10 right here on this Q-Talk America Network. And before we get too much further into the show, we're going to introduce our panel. This week, we have a guest in studio with us. You may remember she was here before when Marnie was in prison or somewhere. I'm not sure where Marnie was. She was a guest on our show tonight. She recently posted on her Facebook page encouraging her friends to, quote, tune in to hear how stupid I get after the drinking game begins.
Amen.
And I frankly don't think we're going to have to wait that long. Molly Montgomery is here.
Hello.
Also a regular on our show who spent Monday at a pet hospital getting checkups and pedicures for her dogs. Now follow me. Iggy, Birdie, Rudy, and Lilo, who is also known as Patty Hearst.
I can't believe you changed Patty's name.
We still call her Patty every now and again.
That's Marnie Ryer.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, for the love of God. And also rounding out our esteemed panel, a legendary woman who, when asked how to best describe our show, he says, four people, four microphones, and lots of liquor. A foolproof plan to save the world. What could possibly go wrong? The one and only Al Perkins right here on this very station.
Good morning.
Good morning in Australia, apparently. We found that. Well, actually, it's afternoon in Australia.
Good day.
Good day.
I'm not sure how they do it.
But it's afternoon tomorrow, so find out the lottery numbers.
Yeah. Use your power for good.
I never thought about that. I'm not sure.
I'm guilty of doing the...
What?
I don't know what her name is. Katie. I'm pulling the cord and causing the static.
Oh, yeah. We can't do that.
She's out of my sight for 10 minutes and I forgot her name.
You're like that with a lot of people. What are you? You keep hitting
something. I know. I'm trying to find my space.
For those of you not in the studio,
I'm having trouble too. I'm like, I have a lot going
getting
on.
Off. You can also busy. You need to pull that mic closer. Mom and I were having a production meeting the other day.
Yeah.
And we drove to Cottonwood, and during the hour and a half drive, we were talking about things to do with the show. And the fact that you always sound like you're this far away from the microphone.
Yeah, it's probably because I'm laying down.
I'm very tired. That's how you're supposed to be.
I didn't know.
These are things that we learn in school.
Well, and thank you, Diane Lugenbelt.
If you were raised in a radio, you would have known.
A ham radio, not a sandwich.
I love it. Diane gives notes.
Tyler from Tennessee is already in there. Oh, and Whiskers is here with us this evening.
Whiskers.
I'm curious to find out, if you were with us last week, you do know that we had listeners from around the world. Oh my God, we have 10 live listeners, all from the U.S. right now. Last week, we also had Saudi Arabia, Australia, and close to the end, we had Mexico listening live, which was kind of cool.
What did you say about Korea
Korea, earlier when I got to the studio, Korea was live listening to our network. Not our show, obviously, but I mean the show that...
He got out fast.
Yeah. He learned real quick. Nothing.
Okay. Who's before us? Is it London calling?
I don't know what is rebroadcast before us.
But if
it's London calling, he's trying to figure out what you do with audiobooks.
Helen Keller called.
Yeah. the day he said, who uses audiobooks? And I was like, blind people.
Yeah, do you want a list? People in cars.
Did you guys see the guy this week on Jeopardy who said he didn't speak Braille?
No.
Motherfucker made it all the way to being on Jeopardy and said, I speak neither Swahili nor Braille.
Do you think he was trying to be funny?
It's not funny.
I'll take shit you shouldn't say for $1,000, Alex.
It's funny from Molly.
It would be funny from me.
Yeah, because I'm funny.
I'm going to give him funny, too.
I don't speak slang.
You know what I mean?
I don't speak slang.
I don't even speak English. I speak some kind of mumbling.
That's your first...
Hey, Obama's over here again. He's already started.
Life is hard.
It is.
We were talking moments ago about the microphone issues. If you're not in the studio with us, and as I guess only four of us are in studio, we are getting ready for a launch of the video portion of this show, which God knows we're all excited about.
May I apologize in advance?
We can have stand-ins, right?
No.
Exactly. I mean, sit-ins, as it were.
my body double will be gorgeous.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'll just take the microphone out there.
I'm going to pull a Martha Wash. Yeah. I'll be in the hallway. Yeah.
Well, performance artist
Beyonce
Katrina.
Will be in here. Yeah,
Al's I'm a lovely 6'2", blonde.
Al is trying to figure out how to do this show from his love seat at home while still watching something glamorous on television. Not sure how that's going to work out.
I'm fine.
It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah, but just think of the exercise you're getting now, riding. And now that you've hired a trainer and things. Yeah, he's really a glutton for punishment. We'll get to that, I'm sure, moments from now.
Exactly. Because my ass is burning.
I like it.
For the second day in a row.
Wait a minute.
That's a whole other show, I think.
Yeah, I don't think this is the first time he said that.
No, I don't
know. Two different topics? I'm not sure.
Actually, it is.
Oh, well. Molly, that's what
we keep it in your mouth,
Marty. I think that they have a cream for that, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
A salve or a balm. An ointment, something like that.
Oh, my.
Well, Molly, you sit in position one on this round table, so we'll start with you and find out. Well, I know you weren't here last week. You were here the week prior, correct?
Yes.
So what have you been doing in the past 2 weeks? How's the dog thingy? Because you were adopting animals you don't even care about.
It's true. It's true. I hate dogs. Have two. Yeah. Walter is amazing.
No, I don't want a puppy.
I've been trying to pass off the first one onto Marnie for the whole year.
She has plenty of room in her.
See, by the way, I can say no.
Oh, that's good. Marnie's learned to say no.
Oh, I love it. You say no to the person who's not giving up that fucking dog. What a brave, courageous
day.
It was
a start. It was a start. That's all.
These actually sound better like this.
I think so, too, and I can see you all.
Well, because you all are learning how to talk into them correctly. Yeah, there's that.
Oh, like I've ever had a problem.
No, I'm not talking. No.
No, you haven't had a problem talking.
Not
at all.
No. Yes.
Okay, I can't even touch the fucking thing. I have.
Is that you?
Not at all. Yes, no, it is. I must have Katie's mic. Somebody switched them.
No, I don't think, because they're still positioned ones.
Because Katie's the one that always says that.
We'll figure it out. I may have to do some soldering.
Katie's thing makes noises.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You know what? I don't even remember where the hell she is this week. She just said she wasn't going to be here.
Oh,
she
probably fucking Breckenridge or Durango or
wherever the Kennedys.
Right, yeah. Martha's Vineyard, whatever.
Okay, so
wherever the Senpo Kennedys gather. Right?
So back to you and the poodle or the dog or whatever it is.
Walter.
Who names a dog Walter?
Molly.
Good point, Marty.
Thanks. It was after the football player, right?
Walter Payton.
Yes.
Sweetness.
That's right. I forgot now.
Sweetness.
All right.
Yes. He drinks.
Not clearly enough, apparently.
He's incredible. He's getting better every day, although he's getting a little too courageous every day. Today he ate about a 3x3 foot area of lattice covering some chain link fence on my patio, which I wasn't happy with, but he didn't get out, so.
Oh, I understand that lattice is pretty high in fiber. So your dog.
There's a dog free on 3rd Avenue just south of the canal.
Just roaming free?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The back gate was open and it was running across the street. So if you're in that area and you're missing a. I don't know. Some kind of a retriever, I think.
Something tells me that people in that area of the city don't just sit around on Tuesdays and listen to us, is what I'm thinking.
Ernie's on her way.
Public
fucking
service.
Ernie's driving in from Ahwatukee.
Ernie's probably driving in from Ahwatukee now that you mention that. That dog.
And my stand-in husband is in the chat room with us, who is building me a new fence for Walter, who just commented in the chat room about that. This is the lovely Aaron.
Yes.
Ernie. A different Ernie.
A different Ernie.
Yes. Not Marnie's Ernie.
Oh, I'm
so confused.
Because that would go over like a fart in church.
You should be Ernie 2 or something in the chat room.
Yeah. Ernie, can you change your name?
Because
we have Marnie's girlfriend's name is Aaron, and she's a regular in there too, so.
Now that one wasn't me.
No, that wasn't any of us. I'm not sure where that came from.
Uh-oh. It's electric.
Boogie, 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 boo.
It's the Superdome.
Right.
It's all going to go out.
Exactly.
After the black girl comes in and sings in a little while, everything's going to go dead.
All you're going to see is teeth.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is.
We are racial already.
Usually go for the Chinese first, but I guess today.
Well, it's a new
Tuesday. When in the Superdome, I guess.
Well, they're the ones that built the lighting components, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
We can tie it back to the Asian, right?
Please. Everything comes back to the end.
Everything does.
Work your way. Do a reach around.
Full circle.
Oh, okay. So, So that's a wrap up from Ms. Molly Montgomery. Marn,
yeah.
What's you got lots going on down there?
I'm very busy.
What is
and a knife. Exactly. She's armed again.
Yeah. What are you cutting?
I cut up a lemon.
Oh, a lemon for cheese and rice. Really? They make lemon. They put it in a bottle. They have lemon juice, and you can just squirt it right in there.
It's not the same. That's not the same.
That's not even all that.
No. No.
It's not acceptable.
That just seems like an awful lot of work.
Karen, it wasn't though.
Oh, okay.
Last remember you had a knife last week. You were threatening. You like to threaten the person that
you're something like that. Oh, but I'm not threatening. This
I think.
Week.
Well, yeah, because you got your shot. Exactly. Yay! Marnie got a shot, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
That is worthy of applause.
That's right.
Yes, very much so. Yeah. Wow.
It's fantastic.
A nation unclenches.
And the Superdome goes dark.
From the great sigh of relief that echoed through the nation.
Marnie got a shot. Marnie got a shot.
There was such just a,
I was telling Molly before you got here, I forget that you have to go through all of those things. And why can't you just be like guys?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Because we don't have to get shots for anything. That I recall.
Well, Santa clap. Well, syphilis.
Well, I mean, no, those are just one timers, though. That one. I'm just guessing. Yeah.
No, week has been good. I was thinking about it on the way here. There's really not been a lot, except for the dogs on Monday.
Okay, I have a question in regards to the dogs.
Good God.
Okay, so was it just because get it all fucking over with and be done, or are you crazy? Because you booked all of them to go on the same day?
Can we? Give that a half and half, really. No, Mom was off, and I thought I had Iggy and Birdie, who are the older two girls, and they're, I don't know, good. And so I had them, and they needed to really badly get their little pedicure, and so I had an appointment for them, and just a checkup. Just, you know, look, I'm older, checkup. Right.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it dawned on me that we had Mom there, and why not take the other two to get their little... Fenders to find. I'm hearing that too.
What in the hell is that sound?
Like water?
Tay in a wind? It's mine. Every time I touch this cord, something bad happens.
Chickabee. Singing in the wind.
Got angel.
Tay in the wind.
Angel.
We have to change out all our chords.
Tay and May.
So anyway, we got there. It was comedy.
And now Nell, slow down.
So, it was craziness. And so, it was fun.
I was wondering if by chance, you know, when you got them to the pet care center, car wash and tire center. I don't know what the hell you call it. Dude, when you got there,
was the vet.
Was he like, this little one looks familiar. I had a client who lost a dog just like this.
It was a crying little girl there.
Same place. The Patty Hearst.
The Patty Hearst dog.
No, that's where I took her to begin with and got her checked out to make sure she didn't have
She established, I've owned this dog already.
That's
before.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Got
and
it.
The vet, I was very excited because my big thing is that she's not a fucking Chihuahua. She's not. Anyway.
I can't stand those dogs.
When the vet looked at her, because I was adamant, I'm like, and you'll call her a Jack Russell, right? Because she's a Jack Russell. I thought, there's no way. And she said, actually, I think you're pretty right. This is a Jack Russell. I was thrilled. She's a Jack Russell mix, not with a Chihuahua. At all.
Oh.
These are things that please me.
Okay, yeah, because I would. Yeah, all Chihuahuas do is shake and pee. That's all they do.
And bite.
I don't like those little.
By the way, Marnie's fucking delusional. Her dog looks exactly like my dog, who
not a Chihuahua.
Is a Chihuahua.
Not
so,
a Chihuahua.
Just putting that out there.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit.
Wow.
Anyway, so it was.
Controversy at 7:15 on Q Talk America.
Anyway, but it was very fun. It was. Taking them was actually quite fun and. Ridiculous, I'll say.
How did the window tent go? Did you get that tent
good? Yeah. Yep. I had a rock or a bullet or something hit back from my window. It sounded like I got shot.
House or car?
And my car as I was driving down the 202. And
I'm gonna go with bullet.
Yeah, it felt like a bullet.
Yes.
And
did
anyway,
it hit
so I
you?
Got it,
how do you mean it felt
because,
like a bullet?
Because like when it hit or sounded like one.
Oh,
like
okay.
Just the whole thing. It scared the shit out of me. And
okay.
It wasn't like that. It was different.
The Roadrunner was nowhere in sight. No. Yeah.
Limit, limit.
I wonder if we have other bullets on this I could find. Oh, no, I don't know. Go ahead.
But, yeah, that Mark guy is so nice.
Yeah, Mark Steyerman is a great guy. He tended all my cars over the years for the past, like, 7-8 years. He's done them really good.
Really fantastic. Yeah. Got in there, got out of there. He's a really nice guy. So that was pretty fantastic. And otherwise, it's been a pretty boring week. Same as always.
There's that.
Same as always. The Super Bowl, we had Brendan Robin came over. And
now, did you record it like you do all football games and watch it later?
As a matter of fact.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it wasn't a really and watch it later kind of thing. We just, that way we can kind of get food going and we got stuff grilled. And
you got to talk,
whatever.
You go to the bathroom, you take your time.
Well, it's kind of like how you watch the Oscars, Al. It's the same thing.
I watch,
the inauguration.
Anything.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I won't watch anything live anymore because I got shit to do. Yeah, I want to stand up. I want to stretch.
And we can.
When have you ever stretched?
It could happen.
Maybe that's why his butt.
It was theoretical.
I don't know.
But, alleged stretching.
We had a fantastic little smorgasbord, and and we did, though. It was funny because you can, when you get done with the DVRing the game, it'll ask you, do you want to add a 30-minute extension?
Right.
Right? Which we did.
Okay. Which was good. No,
because there was we just add that to begin with.
Oh, but there was a 34-minute delay.
And then there was a 34-minute delay.
Right.
So we got to the end of that, and there was still 2 minutes that would have been the last 2 minutes of the game.
Would you like to Google and find out who won?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I don't want to know yet.
I don't want to know yet.
No, we didn't see it after the. Are the lights still out? Yeah. We're not sure. But we went in, and we were able to. Like DVR the next show, which I didn't think it was 8:25 when we realized it, and we DVR'd the 8 o'clock show, and it actually worked. I was thrilled, you know, that it started at 8 rather than at the time when we hit record. So we
now
actually
don't you get the option like you're recording a live event? Do you want to?
Time? And we added that 30 minutes when we
now
did
I'm back.
It.
Okay, now I'm back to what you said. Okay,
and
all right.
So we added that then, and we should have added an hour. We just. I mean,
Who knew?
Wow.
Yeah.
So, the end.
And Super Bowls are not usually that good of games.
I thought it was fantastic.
It was a fantastic game.
Yeah, it really, really was. I didn't think it was going to be.
Yeah, I was not.
But you and I were, I'm just going
to
kind of follow.
I wanted to know who else was right with me, but I thought it was you, because the guy in San Francisco, you just didn't want the one guy to win. That's all you cared about.
No, well, there were actually two of them, but Culliver and Moss. The little homophobic
guy. Yeah, that fucked hard.
Yep. And then Randy Moss, who did not do, I think they mentioned his name once.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm the greatest receiver of all time, douchebag.
But I did not see, I kept looking for Iambadejo's jersey and I never saw him.
Okay.
But I saw his picture all over Facebook.
Yeah. They were showing him during the game and playing.
Okay.
They had viewers who were correspondents for the Ellen Show at the game, and they spoke with him right after the game. And he said, I'm going to come on your show soon. I can't wait to meet you. We're going to talk about much more important things than football.
Wow.
But
I love
it. Yeah, we're world champions, and I'm so happy right now, and I can't wait to see you. And it was just...
Yeah, well, he had
even
said,
in that moment, you know what I
that
mean?
That he connected.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he said about winning, was when they put the camera on him, he had said he wasn't going to say, I'm going to Disney World.
Right.
He had planned on saying... I'm for marriage equality or something like that.
Yeah.
Like that was his thing, was he wanted to win and say that in the camera.
I'm going to Fire Island.
I just found out today how expensive NFL jerseys are.
Oh, they're
terrifying. No idea.
That's why the tickets are so much.
I want Iambadejo.
Going to eBay.
I did.
Did you
not
really?
Not one Iambadejo on eBay yet.
Okay.
And I want a Chloe also.
Absolutely. But that's where I've
been
looking.
His will be cheaper.
Chloe's, no. No, they weren't. Chloe's, you mean?
Oh, I'm just saying Chloe's will be cheaper because the Minnesota ones are kind of, their stock is a little down.
Well, it may be coming up, but even still, when he came out for the marriage, I was what?
Oh, even the stupid ones, when they hit the Super Bowl here last time, and they were selling stuff around, I don't know why it was by BS West at that time. I don't think it's been that long ago since the Super Bowl was here.
96?
No.
Then they had that next
time.
One. When was
then they
that
had the
last
next one?
One?
Two or three years ago. It hasn't been that long.
I remember
because they built Glendale for it.
But I got jerseys to send home to my family, and I was like, "This is a fucking fortune."
Yeah.
And then later, because I was drunk when I bought them, and I had them just ship them. That later, when I got the credit card bill, I'm like, I had to call and research it because I'm like, I do not recognize this charge, and that is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, damn it.
They're crazy expensive. I won't buy them unless it's on it's on eBay.
Last year I tried to get New Orleans Saints player Gay. I wanted one of his jerseys because it just cracked me up to be walking around with Gay.
Yeah.
They didn't
you
even
can
make
have
one.
Them made.
They didn't even make one.
Yeah.
You can have them made.
Shane
you can get
Henson
your own.
And Shane Henson and
so
Tempe
you can get
does.
Your own number. And,
are they $100? Yeah.
Over what?
It depends.
Okay.
It depends on if you have the
triple XL. Thanks, Marn.
No, but knock it off. If you have a help me. Authentic jersey.
Oh, no, I don't care.
Right. So
no.
If you have one of those, it's going to be a lot more expensive. Okay. But otherwise.
Oh, yeah. If it's commissioned or whatever it is.
I just want a t-shirt. I don't want.
You can get a t-shirt made, too.
Polyester.
Yeah, you can get a t-shirt made.
I know. Is that a foul fabric to wear around on a hot summer day? I don't approve.
I don't get it. Like it's like fucking marching band uniforms.
But you know me. I mean, I don't. If it's not cotton, I don't even know what the hell we're doing with it.
Thank you. Right. Anyway, there's that.
Yes. Well, Alfred. What have you? What about you?
Well, I was supposed to be on call, but I thought was going to be on call for the for the whole for Sunday and Monday, and then you know due to life choices and everything that went on, they didn't need me. I was still on call, but they didn't call me in. I had planned on just working, so when it came to 5 o'clock and I wasn't working, and I had taken a long hot bath, and I let the DVR get a little ahead because I was just going to fast forward the next day, watch some commercials, any good plays that I had heard about. So I ended up watching the whole game. Well, my bath went on a little longer. Rainliving.com. Order their products. The bath products are spectacular.
What's it called?
Rainliving.com. It's like rain for Africa, AfricaRain.com. But I guess in America, they got rid of the Africa part and call it Rain Living. Beautiful products. It's gorgeous. So anyways, got out of the tub. I was watching the game. I was far enough ahead. And then I was worried because I had taped like 45 minutes in advance, but I was just worried like, oh, I don't know how long this is really going to go on. I had lost all track of like what time I started watching and all that stuff. So I just turned on the bedroom TV just in case and put it on channel 5 just in case it went long and I had to go finish the thing
smart.
In there.
Okay.
So, but then then I was behind, but all of a sudden I'm like, what's going on? That they're not playing, and I'm fast forwarding,
Why are these motherfuckers still talking?
I don't watch the replays. Like, I can get through a football game in about an hour less than they advertise. Mm-hmm. So that's why I had to rewind, because I'm like what is going on? I'm like, the lights are out? And I'm like, oh, it's karma. It's the Superdome, like, where all those people were, like, lived in, like, complete desperation for days and days. I'm like, this is just God reminding people. We did this before.
Right. Absolutely.
Without the food, drinks, and working plumbing.
Like right. Without all the superstars and glamour.
We're Oprah trying to do a
rescue.
We've
been here before.
And then a friend of mine called that lives nearby and said that his...
nearby the dome?
Nearby me.
Oh.
And said his mom had just made... green chili pork and would I like some? And I'm like, well, of course I would. So they were nice enough. They stopped by. They dropped off food. And they were like, it's like Hatch chilies. Like, we did something a little different. They're like, it's really spicy. Yeah. Mm. I'm like, oh, get out of here, white people.
That's why
his butt's burning. Exactly. So no, I knew something was wrong. And like 2 hours later, I was still sweating like a pig.
Oh, those are, they're good, but they're awful.
Oh,
all at the same
God.
Time.
Awful.
Yeah.
And then, so I got measured for the new back windows and all kinds of stuff. And then I decided to join a gym yesterday because they built a gym literally at the end of my street. It would be embarrassing to not go when they build a gym that you can see from your front door.
I'm going to start using that as an excuse because there's a Burger King at the end of my street. So
whatever you can see out your door makes sense now. So then
I'm not going to do that. There's a Bourbon Street at the end of mine. And so there's not. No, we're not going to use
that's
that same
best,
excuse.
That's the best choice ever.
No, I don't think so.
So then they were like, you get 1 free hour with a personal trainer. So the guy would, so I went in and I worked with the trainer today and then He was saying, he's like, you know, this is kind of a ripoff. He's like, you know, you're only supposed to get like 15 minutes of actual any kind of exercise. Then I'm supposed to sell you on being your personal trainer. And he wasn't a very good salesman. He was like, and you're probably not interested. It's really expensive. And then, but they had a deal that wasn't bad. And I'm like, the money I spent on stupid shit. And I definitely had to get healthy because I seriously almost had 3 strokes and a heart attack.
What, but
walking
was that
across
because
the gym.
Of? Oh, I didn't know if it was because of the Hatch chilies.
No. That crisis ended on Monday.
I can see how you would think that, Marty. I can see that.
Tying it in. Sure.
Yes.
Sure. Absolutely.
So that was kind of.
Of course, he did.
It was interesting. And then I was like, I can't ride. Like, I cannot ride my bike to the show. Like, I will fucking die. My legs hurt so bad. But I got on the bike
I'm proud
of
you. That's fantastic. Good.
He sends me the text today. I joined a gym, and I had to double check who was sending me the text. Because that would be about like me saying, you know, I joined a gym.
Right.
And then the other one, when you said, you hired a personal trainer. You said, he's my height, so I figured I'd like him.
Yeah, so I trusted him.
I don't think you're really supposed to base a personal trainer off of height.
Probably not, but that's okay.
Well,
whatever
I figure
works.
He's not so beautiful that I'm going to be
same...
in love with him and stalk him.
But wait.
He was my height, and like everything he was doing, I'm like, all right, we're the same
height. Is he
height.
The same height or is he the same shape?
The same height.
Okay.
Fuck you. But I mean, he had a good sense of humor. He was... former some kind of military and
I see how you're looking this.
That.
Yeah, uh-huh. So that was an interesting thing, but just kind of laughed at everything. And okay, first off, thank you for taking your dog for a poop. And no, stretching is not code for fellatio. I don't know why I was saying I was stretching, but.
By the way, if you're wondering what random things Hal's talking about, join us in the chat room. You talk America, Doc. He's not just spouting
Even
off.
I was like, what the fuck is he doing?
Also, and who is Rufus?
All of a sudden, Al has Tourette's.
She's mine.
Oh, is that what Aaron changed her name to? No.
No.
Oh, you got another one. Okay. Yeah.
Hi,
Rufus
hun.
Is Shaka Khan with you.
Yes.
Shaka, 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 shaka. Yeah. Marty, what are you? Oh, look at you.
Oh, is that Greek shit?
It's so good.
Is that the Chobani?
Tastes like stale
it's
pussy.
No, it's the Yoplait Greek 100 calories. Right.
No, the one that I've been eating is the Chobani brand. It's,
yeah, no,
I love
the sugars
it.
Are way higher in that. This is the one that has more protein than sugars. The only one. Thanks.
I just bought the plain Chobani because I'm going to use it instead of sour cream in my
cucumber
salad.
Don't do it. Do not do it. Harrison does that shit all the time. It doesn't taste the same.
But it's mixed
with
vinegar.
It does not taste the same. It is not the same thing.
I'm still going to try it.
Try it. It's not the same. It's like fat-free mayonnaise. It's not the same thing.
Ew. Wrong. Just wrong.
Just wrong. If you want sour cream, have sour cream.
Well, I don't even mind the light sour cream.
No, I don't either. Light sour cream is fine. It's but that mixing, substituting yogurt for sour
cream. It
doesn't fucking matter. Protein's full. Sour cream's full of protein. What else is in it? I don't even know. Don't tell me.
Sour.
Cream.
There's that. And a lovely taste.
Oh, it's delicious.
It is. Everybody at work in the morning eats that shit, and it smells like an unkept woman.
You know what other...
I'm sorry, a poorly kept woman.
Wow.
Huh. Anyway.
I know. There are some things you just can't unhear.
I have a strawberry unkempt woman.
Unring the bell.
Now, this strawberry unkempt woman is delicious.
Well, you've known more than I have.
Typically not strawberries, but...
Well...
Anyway, quite delicious.
The darker the berry, you know what they say?
The longer it's been sitting out in the sun.
Shut it, Dingle.
Thank you for the lob there. Thank you for the softball. I'm going to go get more wine.
By the way, the story last week about the two guys not being able to differentiate between the two guys. Oh, my God. I almost peed by myself in my living room listening to the podcast. Almost peed.
Which one are you saying?
The arm.
Oh, that's yes.
So
I sit down and I watch The Bachelor with Aaron, which normally I wouldn't admit.
Shocker.
But whatever.
She loves that
she
stuff.
She loves that
I know.
Stuff.
What happened to her her feature bit, her reality show?
That went away a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, that was like...
Clayton couldn't stay awake from it. Clayton just gave her dirty looks the whole time.
Well, because nobody, none of us cared.
Not just that, but no. The calls were weird, all kinds of different
I think the bigger issue is that nobody cared.
Yeah.
Well, nobody cared, but she was kind of funny with some
no,
of
she,
it.
No, yeah. She's good. It's just we need to get her on a different topic and listen to her again. But yeah, but also we were having technical issues in the old studio. A lot of things were.
Yeah.
Yes. So the elegant solution is, well, let's just axe that segment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now Al does it.
Right? Exactly.
So last night I'm watching it with her, and all of a sudden it just struck me as funny because there's a woman on there that just has half an arm.
Yeah,
and I was hysterical. Didn't look like it yet, but I thought that was hysterical. I thought, well, look at that. I wonder if The Bachelor will have any trouble differentiating.
Ask him to do a handstand. It's good advice. That falls over is the one
There'll be no do-si-do-ing going on there, I can guarantee you that.
Well, they had her in an outdoorsy kind of tournament, and I thought that was fucking hysterical.
Okay,
she was supposed to be in a canoe. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Right?
So rude.
How rude.
Circles.
I know.
Circles
I
got to
go home and Google what do-si-do was.
So they have
was,
a woman on there.
You said it like three times. I had no idea.
Do-si-do? It's a square dancing term. It's a way
I got that from the Google thing.
Okay, good.
But I had to Google image because the description, I was still like, I don't know. What? Like I said, line dancing, I just think it's like.
Promenade,
oh God,
do-si-do. And
I think it's like special needs people doing something. I don't know what they're doing.
I can't prove that it's not.
You can't. No. We can't.
I mean, you watch special needs people doing line dancing for a black guy once, so. My God in heaven. Well, I was just going to...
How about you, sir?
Well, the past weekend, I did go... I told you earlier that my mom was giving us notes on the show.
Yeah.
I had to go to Cottonwood. We have a client up there called the Red Rooster Inn. It's a charming little... On the main drag of Old Town Cottonwood. Very cute. Some friends... Not some friends of mine. Some friends of another client had reopened it, redone it. It's very, very cute. If you're in Cottonwood, The cute. Pancake. Oh my God. The breakfast.
Yeah.
Whatever they use for pancakes. It's just crack. It's sure. wonderful. And their bacon. Oh dear God. The bacon is fantastic. It's okay. thick, big bacon. Anyway.
The way it
so
should be.
I had to go up there to change out a monitor and mom rode with me. So we had lunch nice. And chatted and talked. It was a great drive. A good time. Weather was beautiful. So we did that. In the midst of all that, I'm restoring a lawnmower. I know that's a shocker to all of you.
Yeah, but my surprise face is on. Wait till people get a look at my surprise face on TV.
Yeah, so there's that. But the restoring one of my grandfather's old riding mowers, I've been working on that. So parts are coming in here and there. So I'm excited for that. That's fun. And then the other thing, and we talked about it, you weren't here. I think you were gone. I don't recall if you were here that week. I think you were because did you also talk to us about the Husband series on YouTube?
Okay. That was me.
I caught a couple episodes of Husbands. Look up the Husband series on YouTube. It is charming. The two of them are cute as hell. Yeah. They're very, very cute. It's a fun, fun series. But the one that Al brought up that I am in love with, and I meant to post the link on our Facebook page, and I probably still can. It's called The Most Popular Girls in School, and it's stop motion animation done with Barbie dolls. And it's the funniest thing. And one of the opening lines in the first episode, and if you can get through the first episode, you're going to be hooked on the whole goddamn show.
Who the fuck are you?
That's exactly how it starts out. It starts out with this, and it's these three girls in a bathroom. And the whole thing is about there's like a hierarchy in the school of who gets to use what bathroom whenever. And there's a girl that stands outside the door and regulates who comes in. And it's just the funniest thing. And there's this whole thing about where this girl transferred in. They're in Overland Park, Kansas. And the creators of the show have never been to Overland Park, Kansas. They just literally looked at a map and went, boom.
There. Yeah.
That's it. So they've never
somewhere Midwestern.
They've never been anywhere near any of this at all. They have no idea. Because I watched not only all the episodes, the making of the there's something called extra credit.
I watched like the behind the scenes because I really thought it was Krista Miller from Cougar Town and
Scrubs.
Drew Carey and Scrubs. That's her. I thought it was her. I thought it was her voice because that woman sounds so much like her. So I watched the behind the scenes and I'm like, oh, it's not her. But boy, does she have, if they ever need someone to be her voice double, like.
The door.
So, Deandra, let me tell you how things work here.
I already know how things work around here.
This is my bathroom. This is my school. And this is me telling you that you need to learn your place.
Guess what? I already know how those things.
It is the funniest thing to watch all of them. There are guys in it. It's a school. And there's this one guy who's not comfortable coming out. He's gay. Everybody gives him shit because he's trying to hook up with every other guy in school. It's just the funniest. And the black guy in the series was born with a genetic defect that he has no genitalia at all.
Because it's a Barbie.
When I walked in here, initially, I couldn't figure out what the fuck you people were talking about.
And
I thought,
you just got to watch. It's so funny to see. And the best part is, I found out that they initially did the series and he was doing the pictures of the Barbie dolls and he was animating like a mouth movement and it just didn't look right. So all of the emotion that these dolls, it's just from turning their heads and they also have that smile that Barbie
stupid,
always has.
And it makes the sarcastic bitchy so perfect because they always have that fake Barbie smile.
Got it.
Oh. So it's all they can be, a sarcastic
little Stepford,
and bitchy.
It is.
Stepford kind of stuff.
Very, funny, very funny,
funny
stuff.
Funny.
Well, it is 7:34. We're running a little bit long on this Tuesday night, but that's okay because it's our show and we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Who the fuck are you?
We'll be back in just moments with headlines, entertainment, and then, Molly will get drunk and make herself be stupid somehow.
30 seconds of jelly jiggling fun. This is your 30-second dance break.
And now a special offer from your friends at QTalk America and TLAGay.com. Did you know that TLAGay.com is one of the world's largest online and mail order retailers, offering the very best in gay entertainment? From gay-themed movies and adult entertainment on DVD as well as video on demand, they also have literature, ebooks, and yes, even toys. TLAGay.com provides services to hundreds of thousands of customers worldwide. And right now, their current bestseller is an exclusive DVD called Global Warming. It contains two award-winning short films from gay writer-director Reed Waterer. You can only find this at tlagay.com. And right now, through the end of February, if you go to the website, tlagay.com/Q Talk, and do your shopping from all the products and services that they have to offer, you can use the coupon code Q Talk at your checkout and receive 10% off of your order. And that's in addition to any other discounts that they're currently offering. It's a great deal from your friends at Q Talk America and tlagay.com, which, by the way, is a gay-owned and operated company that's been around since the 90s. And Q Talk America is proud to promote this out and proud company. Once again, it's tlagay.com.
30 seconds of jelly jiggling fun.
That's not what I wanted. That's what I wanted. I love it when everything works like it's supposed to. Here's a look at some headlines. Here's some headlines coming at you on this Tuesday night from Q Talk America. The British House of Commons approves gay marriage. A gay dog is spared from the gas chamber. A man says he had sex with an IRS agent after threats. A woman is jailed after flipping off a judge. Boys to Men are hired to help boost Russia's birth rate.
Where's Katie June?
And a bakery refused to make a cake for a gay wedding. These and much, much more coming at you right now. Oh, it sounds so important. I was actually reviewing news stingers online.
You can't lose that one. I love that one.
I love that one. Oh, and I enjoy yours for your entertainment segment.
Well, it's good because you picked it out.
Yeah, I did.
I love when you wear that dress that I bought you.
It looks fabulous.
Oh, Portland, Oregon. The Oregon Attorney General's office is investigating a complaint against the Gresham Bakery that refused to make a cake for a gay wedding. Laurel Bowman of Portland says she wanted to order a cake that last month from Sweet Cakes Bakery. But when the owner learned it was for a same-sex marriage, he declined and called the couple, quote, abominations unto the Lord.
Lord.
The couple filed a consumer complaint under the law that prohibits a business from denying equal accommodations to customers based on factors that include things like sexual orientation. Owner Aaron Klein told the Oregonian, which I'm assuming is their newspaper, that he and his wife...
No, just someone who walked by. Random Oregonian.
Oregonian. He and his wife have turned down orders for same-sex weddings before because that goes against their Christian faith. He denies calling the couple abominations and said that he apologized for wasting their time. I thought that was funny. What? I apologize for wasting your time. I guess because he didn't tell them up front that they don't make cakes for dykes. I don't know what the hell. Wasting your time.
No, I think seriously, the way that we... what the hell new toy is that? We'll ask later when there's a camera around.
So first off,
do not put yogurt in your spaghetti sauce. Stop that right now. And then second of all...
Again, chat room.
My new thing with all this stuff with gay marriage and stuff, if they don't want the business, just walk away.
Right.
Just say, no, we're busy.
As soon as someone's... No. I'm talking about the people that are there. If they find out it's for gays and they say, no, you're abomination, okay, see you later. Like, that's where we all have to go our separate ways. Like, no bitching, no turning people in. Then it turns into, like, then we all have to agree with everything, and that's not possible.
But what will eventually round up coming around is if they do that and they walk away and they find out that, you know, Max Bakery's down the street is making all the money, they're going to be like, oh, wait a minute,
now
we're losing.
Now you know the Republican way, and you let the free market just handle that. But don't turn them in. Don't make a big deal.
Oh, they're having an issue.
Just tell people they're bigots. You know,
if
friends of yours are getting married, just say, you know what, they're not the most supportive people. And go on. Don't sue them. Don't bring up a big deal. Because then we are really infringing on their right to, like...
to do what they want.
Because everybody has that sign up.
And
we refuse the right to refuse service to
anyone.
And you're
giving them attention.
And that's exactly it. It's all the wrong thing. If someone says, we don't want you in our church, don't go to that fucking church. Right. Don't sue to get in the church.
I appreciate the honesty. I don't want to give you my money.
Exactly. I do, too.
If that's how you blow sunshine up my ass just to get my dollar. Right. If that's how you feel in your heart, I don't want my money going anyway.
Well, and
thank you for your honesty.
Absolutely.
Go fuck yourself.
Absolutely. Stick this up your ass.
Thank you, Marty. I can tell you got the shot.
Anyway.
No, that was tame.
She threatened to kill them.
No, exactly. That was super tame.
No.
But the honesty that's there and the idea that if we talk with amongst ourselves to just say, don't go there.
Don't go there. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
Because that's the kind of thing that I understand why people are pushing back against the marriage equality laws. Okay. That they're like, well, we don't think we should have to give you, like, take your business if we don't want to. We want the right to refuse. Then, yes, you should. Absolutely.
And I've lived in Portland, and quite frankly, Gresham is like the white trash suburb of Portland. So why the fuck any self-respecting dyke would go to Gresham to get the cake made when everybody else in Portland is so gay-friendly? That's her own goddamn fault.
Cheaper cake. And you're in Portland. Please, there's a bongo player on every corner. Ask them where the gay-friendly
Maybe that's where the U-Haul broke down.
Could be.
That's where all U-Hauls break down.
Special order my cake from Salt Lake City.
Sure, I would.
Oh my gosh, I would.
That makes complete sense.
Absolutely, everyone in Portland lives up to that stereotype.
Well, moving on to other good things. Boys to Men have been hired by Russian President Vladimir Putin, or as George W. used to call him, Pooty Poot. to help boost the country's population just in time for Valentine's Day inspiration. According to the Moscow Times, President Putin has asked the number one selling R&B group to perform a string of the most popular romantic ballads like I'll Make Love to You and others. The request is part of Putin's...
End of the Road.
Right. the request is part of Putin's three-year plan to raise the country's birth rate to three children per household. Putin has been quoted as saying that he sees his plan as the key to Russia's national security. As a result, Boys to Men will hit the stage in Moscow on Friday the 6th.
And then everyone's just supposed to fuck in the audience? Right. Like, what's part two to this
now,
plan?
Back in 07, Putin also offered cash incentives and declared September 12th annually as National Day of Conception to encourage citizens to build larger families.
What the plan is that
they're going to be there right before... Valentine's Day, or as we like to say, Valentine's Day.
Right.
And they'll get everybody in the romantic mood and everybody will, you know, make the beast with two backs and they'll somehow figure out that they are not pregnant and raise all those. I guess that he's figured if they don't have any more kids that the country's just going to dissolve. Is what I'm guessing.
Okay, they're putting butter in spaghetti sauce now in the chat room.
That's a honey boo boo thing. I don't know if y'all realize that, but yeah, that butter in spaghetti sauce was featured on Here Comes Honey
Just
Boo-Boo.
Use but ketchup no, wait a minute. On spaghetti. At
no, and I'm and I am and not butter. One Ew. Who cooks, but the only way that I would know of the butter getting into a spaghetti sauce is you use a little butter when you boil the noodles to keep them from sticking.
I like that.
Why would you put butter in spaghetti sauce?
You don't. Absolutely do not. Now, I've watched all kinds of Italian women make gravy, as we call it at home.
Yeah,
gravy.
My mom can attest to this.
Sundays you make the gravy.
My mom can attest to this. My mom's younger sister married a guy who, which I guess some people would call my uncle.
in your country.
His mother always put sugar in his spaghetti. So when we used to stay the night when I was little kids with my aunt, Susie.
He just ran around the house.
We always had sugar spaghetti. So I still add sugar to the spaghetti.
Sure. And when you're making the sauce,
you have to add some sugar to cut the acidity.
We're not talking about cutting acidity. We're talking about making it Fruit Loops, kind of.
Okay.
Well, sometimes for dessert, my grandma would sprinkle sugar on a tomato slice.
Yeah, I've seen that. Absolutely.
Oh, I never know. Oh,
exactly.
You will love that.
I love tomato slices.
To cut the acidity.
Yes.
Now because of the high blood pressure, everyone's dead in my story.
Right.
they would use salt.
yes, but not for dessert.
I guess that everybody's dead. Hashtag lucky dead story coming up too.
Okay, good.
Remind me about that.
I'm a hashtag lucky. Lord, this is why when we get video in here, you get be able to see us write stuff down.
Not
lucky
me.
Dead. Yeah.
We'll be looking that up for Al.
A Miami, Florida woman was jailed on contempt charges after flipping off a judge during a drug possession hearing. Miami television station NBC. Well, NBC is a network, dumbass. Who wrote this copy? I got to get better writers. A Miami television station reported that 18-year-old Penelope Soto laughed Monday when Circuit Judge George Rodriguez asked how much her jewelry was worth as he inquired about her financial assets. The judge told Soto, "We're not in a club, so be serious about this." So I guess in a club you can tell everybody, "Oh, this is $1 million bracelet."
Right.
Soto said that she
into club,
into club, up into club. Shoo. Whoop whoop, hey!
Shoo,
so
bitches.
Soto said that she was being serious. So he set Soto's bond at $5,000 and said, "Bye bye." Soto laughed again and replied, "Adios." He summoned her back to the podium and then reset her bond for $10,000. Soto asked, "Are you serious?" And the judge replied, "I am serious. Adios." Soto then flipped him off and blurted an expletive as she walked away. The judge then sentenced her to 30 days in jail. And it is confirmed that she has a lawyer.
I need to read that one.
Nice.
I feel like I just read an episode of Judge Judy. Go on.
Should I wait to read the next story until you're done with that one? Because that seems to have me have
the story. Oh, no. Okay, yeah, I cut the whole thing. I thought I missed a part. No, I got it.
No, you got it. another Oregon story. In Eugene, Oregon, a man accuses an IRS agent of coercing him and having sex with her by threatening a tax penalty. Vincent Burroughs filed a lawsuit in federal court in Eugene, Oregon last week, suing the federal government and the IRS agent named Dora Abramson. Abramson declined to comment when she was contacted Thursday by the media. In a lawsuit, Burroughs says Abramson contacted him in August of 2011 about an audit. He says they subsequently flirted over the phone and by text messages, and at one point, she sent him a photo of herself in underwear. Burroughs says that he initially resisted, but Abramson told him that she could impose either no tax penalty or a 40% tax penalty. He says that they had sex at his home in September of 2011, which oddly caused a rift in another relationship of his.
I can't imagine. How did that happen?
I don't know. I didn't know you could fuck your way out of a tax burden. I gotta...
Okay, everybody I've seen at H&R Block, not
working. Well, this was a Fed agent, not an H&R Block. This is a federal agent.
I'm just starting at the bottom of the food chain and thinking it's not going to get much better up here.
Now, Molly and Marnie, I found this story, and if you don't already know about it, I'll be surprised, but I literally brought this story in because you guys are the dog lovers, even though Molly protests.
Wow, I really thought this was going to be a dyke thing.
I really did, too.
I thought it was going to be about a Chevy
S10. Yeah. I'm like, what about a Subaru?
No.
That's what I was trying to say.
A dog in Tennessee whose owner dumped him at a shelter because he thought he was gay was saved from euthanasia at last minute by a kind-hearted animal lover. Not Molly. The dog was left at a rabies control shelter in Jackson, Tennessee, which apparently is noted as being a high-kill shelter. Not because he was mean or tear things up, but because the owner says he's gay. The group Jackson, Tennessee Euthanasia, which tries to find homes for dogs who are already in kill shelters, posted on Facebook on Wednesday about the dog, and there was an outpouring of support for it. Quote, according to one of the spokespeople for the website, he hunched another male dog, so his owner threw him away because he refuses to have a, quote, gay dog. The group wrote in a post that went viral, leading to thousands of comments online and hundreds of people calling the shelter. One of those callers was a woman named Stephanie Friends, a veterinary tech in the area who rescued the bulldog mix, and she named him Elton.
I love it. I was wondering where Tyler was during that whole thing.
Yeah, Tyler, could you reach out to your dog friends in Tennessee?
That's right.
Homosexual behavior has been recorded in more than 1,000 different animal species, but it is likely that Elton was simply displaying typical dominance behavior that dogs do when mounting another male dog rather than being a gay dog.
Dogs hump anything.
That's true.
That's the most ridiculous story I've ever heard.
But it really went all over. This dumbass who literally dropped his dog off because he said he's not going to have a gay dog. Well, stupid shit.
That homophobic piece of shit.
I don't know if
that.
The
person with the cakes, leave him alone. Yeah, this fucker, hunt him down.
Yeah.
Well, in my,
because
this person doesn't even deserve to have animals. Period.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Oh, no matter what.
I got something else to talk about.
Oh,
later.
Stand by. We got more to come on.
I thought it was already.
And finally, I'm guessing that you probably all have seen this. I found out about this late this afternoon when Jason Carlton finally woke up. It was late.
I love that bothers you.
It was 3:30 this afternoon when he came out of his room in his bathrobe and said good morning. I'd been editing copy and doing things for 4 hours at my computer already.
We are night people. Don't judge us.
In London, England, the House of Commons voted overwhelmingly on Tuesday to approve a bill legalizing same-sex marriage in Britain, indicating that the bill is assured of passage as it moves through further legislative stages. I don't know if anybody else, and I didn't have time to edit all this down. Did anybody else hear anything else about this that, you know?
I did, and here we have it. This is on my list.
See, he does write things down.
He does.
No, I did. I prepared for this one. British lawmakers voted overwhelmingly. It's in a first House of Commons vote, 400 to 175. There was majority support from the left-leaning Labour Party and Liberal Democratic Party, but only around half of the conservative lawmakers. So that's pretty good. They have three parties over there, in case you can figure that out.
Right. Do they still have the Whig Party?
No, they just wear wigs.
Okay.
No, we had the Whig. The Whig Party was ours. Yeah.
But didn't it originally come from there? Yeah, I know. WHIG.
No, then it's us.
No, it was here.
It's us.
I miss them.
Yeah. Me too.
Officials have stressed, here we go, that all religious organizations can decide for themselves if they want to opt in to holding gay weddings. However, the Church of England, the country's official faith, is barred from performing such ceremonies, which is fine.
Odd pause.
Right? No, I'm just trying to find out where it goes next, because there's the House of Commons, the House of Lords, and all that kind of stuff. If passed,
Parliament.
Huh?
Nothing.
Yeah. If passed, the bill's provisions would come into effect in 2015. They apply only to England and Wales. There are no plans for similar legislation in Northern Ireland. Scotland is considering introducing a similar bill. Because Ireland itself...
It'll never pass in Ireland.
No. Very Catholic. Very, very Catholic. And even though...
Yeah, but they're all drunk, though. It might just pass.
But you know what made me laugh, though? This is going back years and years. But when we were... Everybody was doing the smoking bans, and it was running into such resistance. Mm-hmm. The second place to do it after New York, or California, New York, and then it went Ireland. And I'm like, those people live in pubs with cigarettes.
Right.
Right.
And they passed it like overwhelmingly, no hesitation. It went through in like a New York minute. And I thought, okay, when Ireland goes, we're all just laying down and doing it. Like, you got no fight left. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've been to Europe, they're all skinny and they smoke.
I don't know if there's any connection to this, but you know, you're talking about an Irish pub and they make them smoke outside now. Well, the Georgian Dragon here on Central, they're all smoking outside, and every pride they put up gay flags.
No, they know their audience. No,
I was just hoping that we had some sort of a international unison thing going on.
Georgian Dragon is not Irish. They're the opposite.
It's like
Irish,
but they're a pub that drinks. Is what I was
thinking.
Orange.
No. They're from the orange team. My grandmother was Irish, and you were not allowed to wear orange around her because orange was the color of England.
Yeah.
She's very specific.
Jesus Christ.
You got to keep up with all this stuff.
I don't care.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
No.
It's a lot. But I can never understand. And my now that I, you know, because I'm, of course, everyone knows I'm obsessed with the British monarchy and all that stuff. And so I've read all about the Reformation and the Tudors and all
that
shit.
Have you seen Charles's thing about his mom on PBS?
Oh, no.
Oh, you would enjoy it.
Oh.
It's quite
sweet. I mean, I'm a little bit more familiar. But if you're all worshiping the same man, get the fuck over it. Why are you at
war
over the same goddamn book? Well, one's Catholic, one's Protestant, but it's still Jesus.
Never mind.
You know what I mean?
Yes. I was not going Jesus. I was going monarchy. So.
Oh, right.
Yeah, different man.
Different man.
Yes.
Different guy.
King of kings, king of England. Different.
Same sandals.
Yes. Exactly. Right. Were there nails involved?
I'll add that.
Is that on your list, too?
Yeah, wow, there's so much.
My gosh.
I hope you all get to talk.
we never really do.
No, I know.
And the other thing is we're going to have to start the entertainment segment after we cross over the
Well, let
the
me
top
just get a couple
hour.
Things out, and then we'll switch
well,
over.
The
entertainment show is very short.
So you want to start now?
Yeah.
Okay, stand by. Here we go.
There's only a couple things. Well, Oscar season gets wound up with the biggest news of all. The Directors Guild of America has chosen Ben Affleck as Best Director, and he has now swept every Guild award, and so has Argo, and he is not nominated. Yeah. They go together all but six times. And there has never been someone that won the Guild Award that... Oh, and there was. This is like the third time. But it's very, very rare in the history of both. So that's very exciting. And that's really the only entertainment news I have.
You did it all inside of a 30-second opening intro.
I didn't have much. The most... This is the huge news, though, is that to not be nominated, you have Ron
Howard.
Ron Howard for Apollo 13, even though Apollo 13 was considered the front runner all the way up to the day of the nominations as Best Picture, and then fucking Braveheart of all the shit in the world ended up winning, and Mel Gibson got Best Director.
Freedom.
So, I mean, this is huge news. And then Driving Miss Daisy, or Let the Bitch Walk, because I call it, is one of only two movies that has ever won Best Picture without a Best Director nomination. So we're in rarefied air here. And it looks like it will happen. Now every branch, the Producers Guild, the Directors Guild, the Writers Guild, the Screen Actors Guild, the Golden Globes.
The Lollipop Guild.
Yeah. That's all that's left. I mean, that's the only award show he's got left
that
to go to.
That was good, Molly. I enjoyed that.
And now the only other precedent-setting thing is that the movie that swept everything right up to the Oscars, and it was just because of the late release date, and no one saw it coming because they had labeled it a bomb right up until the first screening. L.A. Confidential won every single thing that year. And then Titanic opened late and won and ended up taking all its luster away. But L.A. Confidential won every major award except for until Titanic opened. And then literally that ship came at all of them and ran them all over just prior to the iceberg. So that's the only time that something like the tide has gone all one way, and then, but that was during the nominations. Like, Titanic came out very late, and because of like somebody laced, they got LSD in their the food, and everybody got dosed with LSD. They were a year and a half behind budget. They were $100 million over budget, and it was supposed to be the biggest bomb in Hollywood history. Like,
wow,
everyone was ready to write off Titanic as the biggest joke that ever like hit a theater. Huh. It was never number well, it wasn't number one at the box office till like the third week out. And so, like, even the Golden Globes weren't taking it seriously when they were doing their nominations. They just threw it in there because they were out of dramas. They were literally there. It was more of a comedy year that year, so they just threw it in as a joke. Enough. But by the time the Golden Globes aired, and like I said, there's only 90 people that vote. They were like, "Oh fuck! If we don't make this one win, we look like retards." I'm using the slow word. So now the other big thing is now here's where Kathryn Bigelow that was snubbed by the Oscars, Tom Hooper for Les Mis who was snubbed. Ang Lee was nominated for Life of Pi, who's in the Oscar. Steven Spielberg for Lincoln. So it's a big win. Those are some big names for Ben Affleck in his third directorial, although he's 3 for 3 on great movies. If you haven't seen the other two, Gone Baby Gone and The Town, he is really good at this.
Yeah.
The only big surprise, Jay Roach won because Game Change has won every award it's ever been nominated for except for actor. So Jay Roach wins. And in a big, huge move, Lena Dunham is now riding the award show train. She got a Directors Guild Award. This is a 20-something girl who wrote Girls on HBO that's become this little cult hit that could. And she won
SAG Award. She's the one that couldn't walk in the hills. God bless her.
Can't walk to save her life. Not she's always naked bit. On the show.
Right.
So the fact that she now in her 20s, she has a DGA award. Like, this is a big, the DGAs are a big fucking deal. Mm-hmm. Like, we cannot emphasize how important this award is. There's only like 50 winners. Oh, there's okay. less presidents. I mean, there's more presidents, but either way, so that's a big deal. And I don't know, is anybody watching Girls? I know you aren't, but are you?
I saw all of last season and only the first episode of this season.
It's they've really made her annoying. She's done it to herself. She's made herself completely unlikable.
I understand that it's like Gossip Girl, just with more tits.
No. Well, I can't say that. I've never seen Gossip Girl, but it's turned into 20-somethings. It's turned into, like, people I would, like, get up and leave a room if they were in there with me.
No.
Like, and it really just...
blah, 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 blah. Leaves a bad taste in your mouth like sour cream.
Yeah, so as I'm trying to, like, pare down my TV, I think that might be the first one to go.
Yeah.
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 That I'm kind of done.
Yeah.
And she, like, ugh.
Yeah, if I knew her in real life, I'd probably punch her in the throat.
Yeah, and like, oh, but now they've all gone annoying. It's very, very strange. Now, we haven't talked about it. Oh, are you just going to cut off the minute and a half?
No, we're going to cut off now. We're going to come back on the other side with the finish of Al's little segment. We'll play the opening again because I think it's so exciting. It sounds good. Mark Martinez loves it. He's listening to us right now. It's Mark Martinez, Tyler from Tennessee, Tupper, Harrison, and you, if you'd like to be. You can join us in the chat room right now. Go to
Rufus. Your mom is back.
Where is she? I didn't see her
Not
name.
Not your mom. Your mom.
Your mom.
We have 14 live. At this right now, we have 14 live listeners.
We're almost an NBC show. We're like 60.
Yes. They no longer have 30 Rock to watch.
Skip it, hold on.
Even though it's not on this night. Anyway, it's the show with Clayton McKee. Tonight it's with Marnie, Molly, and Al. We're coming back at you just moments from now, right here on Q-Talk America. More entertainment, The Drinking Game, and later on, Thoughtful Vulgarity. I'm sure we'll have a question. Stick around.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. It's The Show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening once again. 8 o'clock in Central Phoenix. I don't know what time it is where you are, but I'm sure you do. Oh, good evening once again. Coming to you live from the Q-Talk Plaza Studios. We're in Studio B, as we do each and every Tuesday night. I'm with Molly, Marnie, and Al. It's the show on Q-Talk America. We come to you. It's a free service, courtesy of us, and we know that... You learn a lot from this show.
I hope so.
Somebody somewhere better learn something. Otherwise, we're not really doing our job.
I just learned about that award.
You did. Yeah. I have a Screen Actors Guild story to tell you here in just a few minutes. I'll throw that into the entertainment segment because it has to do with something else. I'll take it away. Continue on with your entertainment segment.
Yesterday was, I still have not seen Amore. It's my last movie to see to get me through every category. But I decided to go documentaries yesterday. Because it turns out they're all on fucking Netflix already.
Oh.
Three out of five. Searching for Sugar Man, which is doing really well. And I can't remember what the fifth one is. Wait, what are you looking for?
Capturing the Friedmans, which I bought on Amazon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it was the worst piece of shit movie I'd ever seen. And that was horrible.
Good for the opinion, boy.
Wow. You weren't, like, completely captivated by that fucked up story?
No. No, I was confused and disgusted.
Well, disgusted is what you're looking for. You should be disgusted by child molesters.
And if you weren't, that would be weird.
Party clowns, yeah.
So were they or weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Why so much ambiguity then?
I think for legal reasons. Well, no, I mean, because they were never tried. Like, they only admitted it. Like, no one ever tried them. I've never seen a follow-up on that.
I
I told you that the origin of that, right? That it was supposed to be a movie about party clowns. Mm-hmm. And then in the interviewing, he found the busiest party clown in all of New York. And then he was like, this guy's fucked up. I want to do a whole movie on him.
I thought it was more about how it was going to start out as that. And then he came across this family. But no, it was all just about the fucked up family.
And the family did their own videos. Like, they captured their own nightmare on film.
Yeah, but part of me still thinks it's the mom is just nuts.
Yeah.
And made up the whole thing.
It's fucked up. It's a fucked up movie. Capturing
because
the Friedmans.
Because none of the kids actually said, yeah, this was done to me.
Oh, right. So you're thinking it's like that story with the old woman that ran it with her son. They ran the
nursery school.
The nursery school, and someone accused them of child molestation, and then it turns out none of it was true. Yes. So you're thinking along those lines. Oh, that's interesting, too.
Because seriously, what if this happened to all of these kids over all of these years? I mean, yes, I believe the whole kiddie porn thing. But again, they never found any of that either. So
anyways, you got to watch. If you haven't watched it at home, it was
I leave the studio for 35 seconds, and I come back, and all I hear is talking about kiddie porn. What did I miss?
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned about this. Can I interrupt your segment for just a minute? I have to blend this. Hang on.
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, the blender.
I don't know if my portions are right. I think I may have overdone it.
He said that the last time you said it wasn't strong enough and you almost killed people.
This may be another.
Yeah. Right. So yesterday I did my
Wait, hold on a second. Yep. I have to your mom, what movie are you talking about?
The McMartin trial? Is that what you're referring to, right?
Yeah, the McMartin trial. Yep.
We're talking about Capturing the Friedmans. What movie are you talking about? She just said the mother was the first woman put on death row in that state.
She's talking about
McMartins.
The McMartin trial.
This is the McMartin trial.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
My. What have I done here? Well.
Yes, I do. Harrison puts yogurt in food and I take her to weird movies. Okay. That's a fair trade.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's a fair repayment for making me eat yogurt where I'm expecting delicious sour cream. So I did my day of documentaries yesterday and I saw Oscar nominated How to Survive a Plague, which is the story of the New York chapter of ACT UP, the founders of ACT UP, and all that they did with the FDA to speed up drug testing, the things that they did right, the things that they did wrong. There was a group I never heard of called TAG that came out of ACT UP because they became like the elite part and there was infighting within ACT UP because they thought that only certain people were getting the drugs. And it is, and especially for Tyler, who's young, and we had talked about, yes, Tyler, it was a movie at some point, and I cannot remember what the name of the movie was with the McMartin.
Oh,
it's excellent. I want to say James Woods is in it.
You're absolutely right.
But anyway, so this movie is so... It really is that oral history that we've been talking about since the very first show of like how important it is to get the story out there. And that whole thing, as I was talking about Jodie Foster, was silence equals death. Go ahead.
It's the indictment, the McMartin trial.
Yes.
And it is James Woods, Henry Thomas, the guy who played Elliot in E.T.,
And who's the old
Mercedes
woman?
Mercedes Rule, Lolita Davidovich, and Shirley Knight.
Shirley Knight
is the one who played.
Fantastic performance.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic performance.
Not to be confused with Shirley Hemphill. Totally different woman.
Totally different.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So How to Survive is like, I wouldn't say it's like the best documentary ever. It's more like from our point of view, it really is kind of like that movie Vito from a couple of months ago that I talked about. It really is the chronicling, the oral history of like the start of the revolution. And then you get the people that are left that survive the plague and they talk about it and they have that same sense of emptiness of like, okay, we fought this battle for our lives. We lived. What do we do now? Mm-hmm. And it really is. But that silence equals death. And Harrison and Doug were actually at one of the highlights of the movie is they go to the 92. It was the March on Washington. It was the last time the quilt, the AIDS quilt, because it's so big, it was the last time they were able to present it in one place. Mm-hmm. And it was the whole Washington Mall. And they did a march on the White House with George Bush, and it goes into the Clinton campaign and how everybody got on the went from not being on the Clinton bandwagon because he was a Southern governor and everyone thought he was going to be kind of anti-gay, and then he really just turned it around, and he turned it around in a debate, in a press conference debate where someone shouted at him, and the guy that shouted at him is in the movie about fighting for AIDS, and he, like, Clinton shuts him down and, like, pretty much tells him to shut up and gets his place in, like, the gay shrine. And then the movie that I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, The Invisible War, about the women in the Army and Navy and Air Force and Marines and
Coast
Guard.
Is this in regards to the rape thing?
Oh, my God. Yeah. It is not an easy movie. I will not lie to you. This is a tough, tough movie to watch.
I've been trying to work up the
Kleenex ready. Yeah. Get pens and pencils ready to write your congressman. You probably will want to kill a few people at the end of it. You want
too
names.
Late.
It's a tough watch, but what brave, brave women. And I went into everything has a fanboy page. They're just, you should not go in them if you can't take it, because people say the most horrible things.
Yeah, no, I can't.
And they're like, if they can't fight off a rapist, how can they fight for our country? I mean, this was the kind of shit in the chat room about it.
And that's what, when we were talking about last week or whatever it was, with women going to the front line.
Yeah.
And that's that devil's advocate part that I was playing. Not saying that I believe that, but that's how people are going to react.
Right, but
those people, like, using them as their fuck post.
Right, right.
And it terrifies me.
But the thing about it, though, is without being able to go into combat, they can't get certain promotions, there aren't women to go to in power.
Yep.
And when you hear about the people that handle the rape kits and everything, it's a tough movie. I, as much as I want How to Survive a Plague to win the Oscar, I really think, I mean, I haven't seen Searching for Sugar Man, which has been winning all the awards. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not so much a great documentary, like an investigative piece. It's just kind of shining a light on something. And then HBO, and of course, if you don't have HBO, charge your mother more rent or do something. find a way to get HBO.
Sell your body. Apparently that's...
The Mia Maxima Culpa was on last night about...
5 cents a shot.
Yeah. Mia Maxima Culpa about the Catholic Church molestation of boys. Mm. And it's got the thing about the deaf students. I don't know if you're familiar with the deaf students that were at the deaf school. Oh, wait till you watch that one. Okay. I mean, I was in the biggest fuck the Catholic Church mood you could ever imagine yesterday. I wanted to fly to the Vatican
more than normal.
And take a shit on the Pope.
Wow.
And because the Pope, Rettinger, whatever his name is, I get him and the guy from Cheers confused because their names are very similar. Google it.
John Ratzenberger.
And John. Yeah. It's very similar.
Well, basically, Norm.
But he, I mean, those are your three documentary choices. Find them, watch. None of them are easy watches. Mm, okay. But wow. So go ahead with your SAG story.
Oh, the SAG story. And this is, it's kind
not
of.
Not sad, SAG.
No, SAG, Screen Actors Guild. It's actually a. It's kind of a personal story to me. I know several of you knew years ago the gal that I used to drive back and forth to California for her summer vacations, Elaine Stein, who was the only Screen Actors Guild accredited acting coach in the state of Arizona. I took classes from her. Lots of other friends have. Darren and Michael both take classes from her. She passed away coming up on 4 years. Mm-hmm. Wow. But I happen to know the guys who own her condo. They owned it while she rented from them. They lived in San Diego. I ran into them a few nights back, and they told me that over the course of time, they renovated it. They've moved back from there to here. They're living in her old condo. Well, on her sliding glass, her Arcadia door, she had a Screen Actors Guild sticker when it was the anniversary from like 08 or 09. I forget how many years that was. But anyway, they decided amidst all the renovations, they left the sticker on the door as a silent tribute to her and all of the lives that she touched that came in and out of that condo. Okay. Because she held all of her classes in her apartment. Okay. And it was just very cool. So I posted on, because I still keep up Elaine's Facebook for all of her students. So her face is still out there. But I just thought it was so cool that I knew, I think I even mentioned that to you, Al, when we were watching the awards. You know, I used to see her get her ballot, her Screen Actors Guild ballot because she was one of the people that made
that. I would have wrestled an old lady to fill that out. Are you kidding me?
Well, she was an old lady, but she was a pistol. Yeah. And it was, I just, I
did. She didn't have a pistol. I think I could have taken her.
Maybe.
She was such a good time, but I just thought that was so cool that they had the thought, because they loved her too, and just to leave that on the door so that she's still there.
I just thought it was so cool.
So I posted a picture of the emblem on the door on her Facebook today, and I'm getting lots of responses from former students of hers who remember it and thought it was very cool that this little tribute to the one and only late great Elaine Stein. Cool. Before we go any further, we must play this because, well, you can't, well, we did, but you really shouldn't start drinking without it.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Okay, now you have your choice, and I will accept either answer because we did both last week, and it really made me laugh. But I need you. We need to work on this one. I want "damn, Gina" to be the drinking word.
Is that from Marnie?
I know. But you are allowed to substitute "damn, Rita," because that made me laugh even fucking
damn,
harder.
Gina.
So if you're gonna fit it in, you gotta work. You can't just slip it in.
Wow.
Wow. No, I mean, you feel a slight pressure.
But I need some emphasis. I need it to be they do the written transcripts for the audiobook. I want it to be italicized.
Oh, London calling.
All right, so we're gonna continue.
What the hell do they need audiobooks for?
I just have to say this, and everybody should do their thing on Beyonce.
Oh, okay.
My thing is, bring back the fucking lip syncing. We know it's happening. We made our peace with it, like, centuries ago. She sang four words, Beyonce, through that whole performance. She can dance her fucking ass off and...
Seriously.
Sauce off? What did I say? I don't know.
Yeah. Ass off.
Ass off. And that girl is limber. Let's just say it. Yeah. I mean, there are things she can touch that I didn't know you were supposed to
even
see.
Why do you think Jay-Z's so happy?
I know. I mean, and the guy that designed that outfit, and it's made out of like seven different skins and feathers and lace. Fuck me. No. She could move in that thing, and there was no wardrobe malfunction.
Mm-hmm. That was insane.
So I just like, Madonna and Britney and Janet have all done the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. We know they lip sync. Those three have never sang live in their lives. If you've ever seen a Janet Jackson concert, you almost want to tap them and say, can you turn the volume up?
Yeah.
I can't hear the record because of that whisper shit. So that was my only complaint with her, but I thought that was one of the best halftime shows ever. I thought this, it was gorgeous to watch. It was gorgeous to watch on the TV. Like I fucking love it.
I don't know
but
about
like,
your new one.
You know what I mean? Let her lip sync. She's good at lip syncing and putting her knee near her pussy. I don't even know what that was. There was one move that I thought, oh my God, did you have bones removed? What'd you think?
You put a lot.
Damn, Gina!
Oh, well played. That's what I'm looking for.
Throw some heart into that.
Marnie, you've got a lot going on down there.
I told you I'm very busy. I made that announcement.
I guess. I didn't realize you were
and
bringing
I'm
it.
I'm trying to keep this goddamn mic close to me. So, fuck.
I'd like us
damn,
all to.
Damn, Gina!
A lot going on.
I'd like us all to have headset mics. That'd be best.
Serious.
So I can work on that.
Space, I think you should. Space.
You know, I thought that the halftime show was pretty good. The dancing, seriously, I just sat there with my mouth open. Like,
out of her fucking mind.
Yeah, all of them, really.
And I can't remember the funny name that Saturday Night Live used to call them.
What? Destiny's Child?
Gemini's Twins.
Gemini's Twins.
Are they under contract to stay in that good a fucking shape?
That's what I said. I was like, nobody just called them last minute and said, you're going to have this teeny tiny fucking thing to put on. Damn, Gina, you make it work.
I had a resectual.
Can you get a shot every week?
Minutes.
I really wish Marnie could get a shot every week.
I'll take one too. Jesus. If it makes me happier.
God
I'll
damn.
Take two.
Yeah.
I was a heterosexual for, I'm going to say, minute? 13 to 14 minutes.
Oh, it was only a 12-minute
Ashley
number.
Ashley Banfield. I was watching CNN. Ashley Banfield almost touched herself when she was talking about
it. Did her eyes go straight?
She admitted to having a girl crush.
Oh.
Yeah, there's really no way that you couldn't. I mean, well, no. I don't personally. I just sat there, and it wasn't about... It was mesmerizing. Yeah. I mean, to sit there, she would smile, and you're like, what? She's just a beautiful girl.
Yeah, that
I mean,
is hairography. As Glee called yes. it, they called it hairography.
Hairography, you're no. right.
Yeah.
And touch your knee to your pussy. I mean, no. I just, I, yeah. five, which is six, physically seven, eight, impossible.
And whoever
I mean,
was sitting in that front area right there really got a show.
It was Martha Stewart. She showed the pictures today.
Excuse what?
Me? Yeah.
Oh my Martha God. Stewart. They put the most generic.
Martha Stewart has a girl crush also on, as she pronounces
are you
it,
telling me
Beyonce.
I'm going to go ahead and lob this one out there for you boys.
So wait a minute.
Oh. Damn, Gina.
I'm not on board.
I mean, really.
I'm actually kind of struck by the fact that, are you telling me that Martha Stewart was front and center next to the stage on the field?
Taking pictures of Beyonce's crotch.
Yes.
She's going to make potpourri that smells like that.
Yes.
On next and week's episode.
Sell it at Target.
Yes.
Wow.
And there will be some Yoplait Greek.
No, no. Yogurt. She is not a poorly kept woman.
Who, Martha?
She's been to prison.
She might be.
It was Beyonce. A white collar prison. She didn't. No, whatever. Damn, Molly!
I love this word. I planned on this like 5 days ago. I'm not sure they had a bidet in the white collar prison, so I don't know if she got all fresh up in there.
Well, she's had plenty of time to make up for lost time.
Oh. She's been scrubbing that bitch ever
she
since.
Has
Molly,
been.
Thoughts?
Do you ideas? Like a loofah? Not you, not you, Molly. I meant, never mind.
No, no. I can't. I just can't.
What?
What?
Nothing.
Did you not like it?
I did enjoy it very much. I did not enjoy the atmosphere with which I tried to, through which I tried to watch it. So
I've got it
Were you in a women's prison?
Close.
Kind of, probably. Close. Yeah.
I've got it recorded. You can come over to my house and we can watch it again. I'd like you to feel better about the experience.
I would too. So okay. That would be lovely.
Was it kind of like a bunch of fenstitutes?
Tell it. Come on, no, Molly. Just okay, come no. off it. Tell us the goddamn story.
No, I can't.
They're all listening.
What?
Oh. But I have to tell you, CBS, who is usually the bottom of the
high def. They had it.
Oh, my God. And that.
What did they do? I wondered about that.
That was the first thing I said. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm going to.
Shocker.
Damn, Gina, stop talking. This is
Molly,
my
new
favorite drinking
you understand
word.
How these bells work now?
Love it.
Molly was confused earlier, but now we got it.
So, seriously, that. ABC wins all high def awards. Like right. They get everything right, and thank God they have the Oscars. CBS is usually like your grandmother's high definition, where like they, you know, colored in the lines a little better. This shit was on fire, and I had to force myself to erase it because I'm like, I can't keep 4.5 hours of fucking TV on my VCR.
It's a shame you can't edit it. Wouldn't that be nice if you could?
I know. I keep looking for that feature.
That'd be cool if you could edit
I
out.
I had
and just...
no idea I was going to be that
you
turned
can
on
if
by
you put
a woman.
It on a hard drive.
No, but I'm saying on the DVR itself.
Like I just want to snip it nice. And just keep the little part that I want.
Right.
I cannot even express to you. And I seriously almost if I tweeted what I would have said was hashtag thanks for getting your shit together CBS on the HD thing, but don't make me watch another CBS
would
show.
You have actually said
damn
CBS
Gina. I was touching my pussy through most of that performance. I'm not gonna lie to you,
I may have over
because
compensated
I was having
bourbon.
The maybe, spiciest green little... chili ever and I thought it was gonna explode out my pussy.
Wow.
I cannot even
Damn,
tell you.
Al.
I cannot even tell you. Hours after eating it, I was sweating like someone was chasing me through a forest.
Okay.
On a hot summer day. What did you think about Beyonce?
I enjoyed it. At first, I was a little confused when I saw the aerial shot and I saw the two. I didn't really get the two faces.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't understand what that was. I thought there was going to be something coming up. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, she's enough. You don't need to add the caricatures.
But the screens that went up behind her and the silhouettes of her with the hair.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. I had Jesus. To sit there. Literally, I'm sitting at mom's watching HD, and I was like, okay, which one's real, which one's not? Until they did the aerial shot where you could see the three girls standing in front of that screen. Like, Jesus Christ, that's pretty cool. That was very, very good.
And when they lay down in the Follies Bergère, and they did the whole, I don't know.
Is that European?
It was really a Busby Berkeley musical. When they did the whole thing of, like, showing
the aerial shot
and
they were
of them
all
dancing
sync,
on the floor.
Right.
And what I'm thinking is, and this is why I'm not going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the fact that I have to buy windows.
Damn, Al.
Damn, Gina. She's laying on the stage for like half this performance. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Katarina Witt. That's not ice skating. You're laying down. Like, you know what I mean? You got to stand up and dance. Yeah.
You know what?
Doing this for home in a close-up camera. These people are like miles away.
Right, in the dome.
Sure. All they saw was some black lady lay down and take a nap.
Now,
and then
I will tell you what the first thing that I saw, and this is just my OCD personally, when they did the aerial shot, I realized that she missed her mark. She was not laying where she was supposed to be laying. She missed the mark twice on that aerial shot. And I was like, oh, really? You've been here for her? I mean, even Diana Ross flew in and hit her point on a fucking helicopter, and you missed that point. That was the only thing that I thought about it. But what I'm waiting for, and I thought I should start the timer from the moment that she walked off stage. When is the first goddamn queen in this city or wherever going to show up and do the full goddamn production in a show in a bar somewhere?
Oh.
I'm waiting for it. If it's not, maybe tonight yet. I'm not sure if it's going to be done.
It hasn't happened yet?
No, not yet. So they're rehearsing.
Maybe they're saving it for the weekend.
Anything after Monday is just
And you know
poor.
What's going to happen? As soon as they perform that, what people are going to say? What? Damn!
Gina! But you know what? Because it'll be such a cheap rip-off. Yeah. Damn, Rita! Damn, Rita, I was kind of trash when we left here last week. And I, when you left me at the canal to die,
you were still peddling.
Just kidding. I was just fucking with you.
Besides, it was on Campbell.
I started laughing about damn Gina almost immediately. Okay, favorite commercial? And you're not allowed to say the Budweiser one because, of course, that was everyone's favorite. There wasn't a dry eye. There wasn't a dry seat in the house after that shit.
I
wanted a horse. Not only was I masturbating to a woman, but then I wanted a horse.
You've got a backyard.
What? And it's big enough. What the fuck is wrong with me on Sundays?
Lots.
Emotional. Do you need a shot? Marnie can get you one.
Yeah, I know. Hook you
so
up.
I'm going to go with Oreo cookies whispering fight in the library. I thought okay.
that was
cute.
That was very cute.
That was cute.
Cookies, no cookies.
Yeah. So
cookies.
So the truth of the matter, yeah, I cried a couple times to the Budweiser, obviously, but... The Jeep commercial, forget it. With the troops,
right?
Yeah, like I thought it was brilliant. And but as far as one that was funny and this and that, the retirement one, the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was
for Taco Bell until the second time I watched it. I laughed so hard I missed it.
Yeah, that was a very cute one. That was very cute.
And because
I
was sweating from my pussy from the Mexican food I was eating, I also missed that We Are Young was being sung in Spanish.
Yes. Yes,
like the second time through.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Yeah. Really? I'll go back and look at it.
Yeah, they were singing in Spanish, and I missed it
that's
completely.
Cool.
Molly, you have an unpleasant look on your face.
That's just my face.
My bad.
That's the only one I got.
It's a beautiful face.
I apologize.
By the way, if you'd like to look up Molly on Facebook to see what her face looks like,
we're gonna get drunk.
I didn't see any commercials.
What the fuck were you in a?
How do you
were in a women's prison?
Where
you
were
did
in a
you
women's
win?
Prison? Okay, I don't understand where you were watching this.
I held you hostage.
I was doing payroll. At my in-law's house.
That's a good call. Okay.
In love's house. Not really in-laws.
In love's house.
Yeah.
So did they not pause the commercials?
Oh, there was so much happening.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued
Something about a
to hear
frog
this story.
In a blender is what is being said by Rufus and Chaka Khan.
No, her... No, they were not fans of Beyonce at this particular party.
Is it because she was black? Or is black? She not was.
She didn't used to
she didn't
be.
Change.
She's still
this isn't a Michael Jackson thing.
No, she's still,
still black.
Yeah.
Still black.
Still
black. Yeah. No. Had nothing to do with that. But that's what...
Would they have preferred Reba McIntyre?
No, it's not that kind of thing.
I love Reba McIntyre.
You are beating that up. Yeah.
No. Damn, Reba!
Damn, Reba! She died in a plane crash. Leave her alone.
She did not.
Oh, you weren't here for that theory?
No.
No, her whole band died.
Al thinks Reba McIntyre is a man.
Yeah, she died in a plane crash in 1991, and it's been a drag queen portraying her ever since. And he's aging beautifully.
No, she's not.
I could get on board with that.
If I have to watch that fucking Sandy Hook conspiracy theory on my Facebook, you will listen to me talk about Reba McIntyre being a man. God damn it. Damn, Reba! You got a penis.
Jesus Christ.
It's a true story.
Oh, fuck, I've never heard
that. They keep giving her TV shows, and her kids keep getting younger in the TV shows.
I know.
But the shows are adorable. The new one is
good. What year did you hit menopause? Because that kid's not technically possible.
Exactly. Yeah, I love the little Tomlin one.
And she's a man, so childbirth is really not possible.
And I am the fact that you didn't see any commercials is a little troubling, though. Because I will be honest with you. I get DVRing everything.
Mm-hmm.
the purpose of DVRing during football is so you can fast forward through all that shit, so you can get through a game faster.
But there's not good commercials normally.
No, 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 right. But in my head, we're watching football.
Right.
So all of a sudden,
I'm an idiot, and I should have just taped it at my house.
No,
yeah,
I should have. You should have texted me, and I would have just kept it. But I'm fast forward. All of a sudden, I hit fast forward, and I hear Brendan and Robin
screaming,
and Aaron and Mom are like, "Excuse me, can you go back on that? Because there was a goat." And Doritos.
Yeah,
and
that was cute too. Yeah, when the goat loses his mind.
Right, but we need, and kicks the door closed.
When the goat, when the goat goes, then he goes,
couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on.
That was funny. Yeah. Side note, Reba McEntire, as of this airing on this date, she is
still alive.
She's 57 years old.
Okay, so menopause could have been last week. It happened on the Golden Girls. Remember, Rue McClanahan didn't hit menopause until very late in the series. Because remember, she thought she was pregnant, and they were all like, what?
What?
There is no way she's 57.
According to, really, Molly, I'm not dating you. I have no reason to lie to you. Born March 28th, 1955.
Died 1991.
No, she did not. She did not die. Her band died, and then that's what she's saying, that world ain't going to stop for my broken
heart. Next time you see her, it's a drag queen.
No. I'm not saying she can't look like that. That's, I mean, there's a lot going on there. I get that. And that's not a real hair color.
No.
Really?
It's not.
Even Dolly Parton doesn't look as unrealistically female as Reba does.
That's interesting.
Different surgeon.
So now, tell me, because I either missed it or didn't find it to be interesting. Either
one. A rebroadcast of this show? I'm just saying.
So, The American Farmers, the Paul Harvey, because it made me think of you.
Okay, that's
the whole Paul Harvey.
You haven't got to me yet.
Damn,
Gina!
Slow it down. Back it up.
Damn.
And turn it around.
No,
slow your roll, bitch.
Now you're quoting Missy Elliott to me. I don't remember what movie that was. Oh, that was from Girls. That was actually a funny line this week when she was dating the black guy, and she said something to him. He goes, "Now you're quoting Missy Elliott." No, I'm not. I don't even know who that is. That was a funny line.
Mr. McKee.
Is that your name?
Allegedly.
Jesus, I got to write that down.
Allegedly.
I got to write that down.
Yes.
I just read it somewhere.
No, when I heard this on the TV.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, "I need a caretaker." So God made a farmer.
When I heard that voice just start,
right.
I immediately was taken back to the rest of the story, the midday news,
which
everything. Because I don't care what I and I don't know.
And I need a name on him.
Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey. Yep. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yep. I
good
blanked
day.
Out.
To me, because I grew up listening to him on the radio, and he was always the midday news, and it was always the rest of the story and everything. And I just loved how he tells a story. Mm-hmm. He has such mastery. Is that a word?
Yep.
Because clearly I don't have what he had.
No, you're right.
But he was.
That's not European. That's not European.
He was masterful at telling a story and omitting certain things to draw you in more so that your curiosity was piqued to me more. I used to love it when he would tell a story in the midday news about somebody, whoever created it, did a crime or a gun thing or whatever it was. And he always would say, and he would really appreciate it if he would mention his name. Pause. Next story. Never mention his name. It just was sort of a fuck you to whoever was
doing
it.
You're not going
to get
the
attention. But it was just the subtle, most wonderful way that he would tell stories. So when I heard that voice, I was immediately drawn to it because it was him. And I hate the fact that we lost him a couple of years ago. But it was just not the message of farmers. And I get all that. And obviously those people who are going to wake up in the morning and milk goats and pluck chickens or whatever the fuck they all do. I don't want to do it, but I'm glad somebody does.
I am too.
But that was just that was wonderful.
I just didn't know if, and I'm having a feeling that I was in the kitchen and just heard the voice. Mm-hmm. I don't think that I actually saw the commercial.
I didn't either.
Because
I heard the voice, but I
thought right of automatically.
It's on YouTube. If you care to listen to it, just go to YouTube and Google a Paul Harvey Dodge commercial, and it's going to come up. It was a two-minute Dodge. And they never once said Dodge. All they showed was images of farmers, and then occasionally you'd see a truck.
Oh, and you know what? Because I just saw this on something. It was actually the one on YouTube is not going to be what they showed. It was you have to Google Super Bowl commercial, because what they did was took another commercial and redid it. It was actually not an original commercial. It was for something else. And somehow they redid it. They were talking about it with Ashley Banfield yesterday on CNN. So there's two different commercials out there.
Okay.
And I was wondering, like, really, we got to have a commercial for farmers? I was kind of confused. So
it was
there's
for Dodge
two,
trucks.
There's yeah. Dodge trucks, but there's two separate commercials then. And there's the original one, and then there's the one that they aired for the Super Bowl. And I can't remember if the video is different or the audio is slightly different.
Well, I can't imagine them airing a two-minute, because if I'm not mistaken, 30 seconds was 4
like
million.
Million, yeah.
Every 30 yeah. seconds was 4 million. So, Jesus.
No. They made, because they released a lot of the commercials in advance. Like right. the Volkswagen commercial right. was released in advance. They
the
get,
Doritos
commercial. They get everything released in advance. And this was not a new commercial. So this was something that they already had on YouTube and people were already commenting on it. And like they edited it down to make it for Dodge. But it was really for something else, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't done my homework on this one.
I didn't know
and that was the big thing, was everyone talked about, because Ashley Banfield was talking about all the things she cried mm-hmm. through. And that's why the Budweiser thing was up.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time they whip out the, damn, Gina, those fucking horses.
Are we talking about the Budweiser commercial where he raises the
yes.
horse and then the horse runs?
I
agree. But and I was,
come on.
Why do they got to do that shit?
Damn,
Budweiser, bitches.
I still tear up when I see the one where they go across the country and they get to Brooklyn and they look at the lower Manhattan and all the Budweisers bow.
Yes.
They all
God, that's right.
I don't think
in my short lifetime of 43 years, I don't think they've ever had a bad commercial.
No, they're good. They're good.
Whoever they've got doing their shit
whoever
is the deal.
Whoever does Maxwell House Christmas ones, those turn me into some kind of sentimental jelly that'll write checks to people I don't even like.
Yeah, right.
And then these fuckers at Budweiser, they get me from the other end. It's like being double teamed. Damn,
really,
Gina.
Like,
I think you
it was a Farm Bureau commercial originally. Thank you, Mark.
Got it.
They had some.
And
some decent,
according to sources, Paul Harvey's still dead.
He is still dead.
Yeah, that's. I love that. Joe had that in the chat room. Still dead.
Can I segue to dead people? Real quick?
You can in just a second. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the show on Q Talk America on a Tuesday night. We'll be right back.
If you think it's sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
And now a special offer from your friends at QTalk America and TLAGay.com. Did you know that TLAGay.com is one of the world's largest online and mail order retailers, offering the very best in gay entertainment? From gay-themed movies and adult entertainment on DVD as well as video on demand, they also have literature, ebooks, and yes, even toys. TLAGay.com provides services to hundreds of thousands of customers worldwide. And right now, their current bestseller is an exclusive DVD called Global Warming. It contains two award-winning short films from gay writer-director Reed Waterer. You can only find this at TLAGay.com. And right now, through the end of February, if you go to the website, TLAGay.com/QTalk, and do your shopping from all the products and services that they have to offer, you can use the coupon code QTalk at your checkout and receive 10% off of your order. And that's in addition to any other discounts that they're currently offering. It's a great deal from your friends at QTalk America and TLAGay.com, which, by the way, is a gay-owned and operated company that's been around since the 90s. And QTalk America is proud to promote this out and proud company. Once again, it's TLAGay.com.
And now, the rest of the story.
And we are back. It's A34 on a Tuesday night. You're in the studio with the show on Q Talk America. It's Al, Marnie, and Molly. What are you girls talking about?
We were at sex.
Hey, I'm going to get payroll for sex. I'm Emily Latella and say,
Never mind.
There's too many violins on TV.
Oh, shit. What's the little girl's name? I'm confusing my
Edith Ann.
Edith Ann.
No.
That's the truth.
No. Edith Ann is Lily Tomlin.
Gilda Radner,
the little girl.
That's
in love with Bill. That's Emily Latella.
No, that's Emily Latella.
She's the teacher.
Well, then like, she's not violins on TV.
Yes, she is.
Emily
Latella is the teacher.
She's not a little girl.
Violins. Are you
not a little girl?
If you take older the violins,
no.
The little girl up in her bedroom slamming herself into walls and shit.
Oh, that's the Rita something.
Never mind.
Queen?
No. Never no, mind. Is Emily
you're confusing
Nutella.
So many things.
Right. Oh my God, I'm the princess.
But
I said nothing. That's okay. The little girl.
And we gotcha. Went to never mind.
Fuck all y'all.
Fuck
Jesus.
And
damn,
Molly will be
damn, Gilda.
Molly will be leaving the show 1 hour and 25 minutes early.
Candy Graham.
Just
a dolphin, ma'am.
Shark.
Land
okay.
shark.
I just have a funny dead people story. So
still dead.
Damn, Al.
Hashtag lucky. So
lucky hashtag spelled out.
So I'm talking with the trainer today at the gym, and we were talking about inertia and the fact that I can't move. and how these two topics are related.
Is there something wrong with the audio?
What happened?
I don't know. Harrison just said, is anyone else getting kicked off the audio?
Well, then refresh your
refresh,
browser.
Yeah, you got to refresh. So he says to me, he's like, it's a good idea to get up and move, go for a walk. And he said, and a really important thing that people don't think about this time of year is to just go sit in the sun for like 15 minutes a day and get some sunshine. It helps your mood. It helps everything. See some sunshine, especially me who's a vampire.
That's why I'm so cunty.
And I
that's one of the reasons, Molly. Just one, my dear.
Let me list the ways.
Damn.
Fair enough. So I'm sitting in the sun today for my 15 minutes reading, and I'm like, oh, you know, my mom used to. My mom used to fart too.
Excuse me. Sorry.
I know. I hit the sound effects. I didn't mean to do that, but I did it. I didn't mean to hit that.
That's what she said.
Sorry.
I didn't mean to hit that.
Oh my God. All right.
You don't ever get to hit that button again. So I was just laughing because I'm saying, like, oh, my mom used to say this. Like, if you had a chest cold or you weren't feeling good or you had a cough, just go sit in the sun for a little while, even if it was February. Get a little sun. No, she would. Get a little sun on your chest. And then Donna Summer would always say about skin.
Let the sun shine.
Just get 15 minutes of sun. It's good for your skin. And I'm like, okay, 2 out of 3 people that have recommended this to me are dead.
For different reasons, not for the same reason.
Well, they just said go sit in the sun. They never did.
Right.
But I was like,
they never did.
Wait a minute. There's no longevity to this. 2 out of 3 people are recommending this are dead.
Yes. No. So not good odds.
That was my thing.
Plus,
right.
They weren't talking about the Arizona sun, the Phoenix sun. It's true. A way different sun than normal people get.
Okay, I'll just wait to see if organically you all get to the rest of my list because it can come up at any time.
We've never done it for all these 9 months we've been doing this.
Yeah, okay, true. The Alabama kidnapper.
Yeah,
I'll go
Freed.
There.
I'm gonna say thank God that fucker's dead.
Freed.
Yes. Then. Okay. Now, have you been listening to all the stories from the neighbors? And they've been going on all week. All the neighbors.
He never
all
had a second cup at home.
Yeah, no, I know. I said, damn, Dice.
Damn.
His last
Stop
name
calling
Dykes.
Us names.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So anyways, everybody as we get to the gun control thing, everybody in these stories talks about this guy. He shot one person's dog. He threatened everyone with a gun. He patrols
because of
every
a speed
night.
Bump.
Of a speed bump.
What?
Why does this fucking man have
Did
a gun? If he doesn't fail the bet, it's like the guy that was too crazy to go to community college, but had a gun and shot people in Tucson.
Yep.
What the fuck is wrong with us that no one said, why don't we go in and get his guns? He shot a dog. He's clearly crazy.
Because it's America.
I know.
You got that right.
That bothered me so
much. You better redneck-ignize.
You better redneck-ignize. I thought there is something wrong when this guy gets to the point where he has the guns, everyone knows he's crazy, and he shoots a school bus driver.
Right. Okay, that's
everybody in that
Glendale
town's fault.
Yeah. Last week.
Right.
How about he went home, got his guns,
and took them.
His
took
wife
them.
And son knew, I mean, bless their hearts, but they knew he was taking his guns.
Right.
To now, an arbitration
meeting. Did that actually come out in the story that they knew it or no?
Yes.
Because I had not heard that.
So this is the kind of thing with background checks. No, when you see somebody that's crazy that has a gun like this guy in Tucson, call somebody. It's the whole thing in New York. Whenever you're in New York,
it says it everywhere.
If you see something, say something. If this fucker's got a gun and he's shot your dog, go get his guns. I'm sorry. That's where the we're all going to agree to disagree thing fucking stops.
Also in New York, they're taking down the no honk signs.
I know. We talked about that. It's so funny.
Okay.
synthetic weed. Now people are dying from this synthetic weed.
Yes.
For the love of Jesus, smoke the fucking pot.
Yep. Right.
You were born
Weren't
in the
you
70s.
Talking about that with people with... trying to think. That was you that was talking about not smoking it with people that have asthma. Wasn't it? That it'll just kill them?
No. Do not
few weeks
smoke.
Ago.
If there's something called synthetic
you talking about that, though?
No. I would know. No.
He encourages people.
Not on the show. We were standing out front talking.
Oh, probably. Do not.
Damn, Al.
Wait, smoking what with asthma?
Damn, Al. the synthetic stuff that people are smoking it, no, that they're dying.
Right. Absolutely not. Do not smoke this shit. There is no situation where you should ever smoke this. Go find pot. No. Ask your parents. If your parents are young, ask your grandparents. Smoke the fucking pot.
Well, they're saying that the no people up... that are having the most issue are, what, 12 to 25-year-olds
Yeah, they're
or
having
something?
Psychotic
like 12?
12 to 25-year-olds something, and they're the most emergency room visits.
Oh, isn't it the same shit in the bath salts? Isn't that?
No, it's
no,
different.
Bath salts
this
is different.
Is a, they're smoking potpourri.
Basically.
They're smoking lawn clippings. Yeah. Go buy some goddamn pot. Yeah. Ask your parents. Ask your grandparents.
Yeah.
Find someone who knows what the word Woodstock means and start smoking some pot.
Woodstock is not just in a Charlie Brown
Jesus
series.
Jesus Christ. Put down the Robitussin and smoke some pot. I am so... I watched that story today and I'm like, what part of...
It's shameful.
Yeah.
How can you find synthetic weed but not the real stuff?
It's in a gas station. They sell it in gas stations and it says all over it. Do you know? But even so, tell your children pot's fine.
But I'm saying kids can find weed.
Right.
Yeah.
What kind of fucking fucktard? Yeah, what word do I have to use here?
This is
knucklehead.
Yeah. Dumbass. But this is something that you know, because it's legal. They can go get it. There are no questions asked. There's no problem.
Legal doesn't mean safe. Legal doesn't mean good for you. Legal just means some arbitrary person. Right. If we can, if this
legal.
Show does nothing else, smoke the fucking pot.
Yeah.
Put the Tylenol down. Put everything else down. Put the prescription drugs down. Smoke a fucking joint for the love of Jesus. Yeah. Now people are dying. That's just stupid.
Agreed.
And I'm
mad.
I watched it on CNN today, and I wanted to go and kick that father in the head. It's your fault,
Tyler. You he's still being violent.
Oh my god!
And
all right,
we're
going
to
end it on gay Boy Scouts. Everybody, give your thoughts on the Boy Scouts, and thank God they don't sell cookies.
That's exactly what you said earlier.
Thank God I don't have to give up food.
Go ahead, Molly.
I think that it's not enough. Yay! I mean, glad President Obama said it, but I don't think it's enough.
What's not enough?
Leave it up to the troop.
Oh, I don't either. No, not at all. Not at all. Are you going to get a merit badge in homophobia? Like, what the fuck is that about?
Exactly.
Sorry, that's good. Like
well, that. No, they had an argument. And this is another one of those groups that had the exact same argument about letting blacks in. And I don't know the year that they let blacks in. But you know there were people with Bibles saying it was against their fucking Bible.
Okay, how
this
about...
This argument of, like, first we pick on blacks and now we just take it 30 years later and blame gays.
Well, even leaving equal right or human rights up to the states... Yeah, remember what happened last time?
Yeah, exactly. It was called a civil war. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Damn! Well, not even that. Just, you know, let's talk about the 60s.
Yeah.
You can't leave.
Not the 1860s.
Human rights.
Oh, the 1960s.
Right. Oh, and I love when you get those fuckers. Oh. They're like, it's ancient history. No, it's
in my
lifetime.
Yeah. No,
unless you're calling you ancient.
No, yes. There's a documentary about
2 years ago.
About the Freedom Riders. Not the Freedom Riders, which is a horrible movie with the girl that won 2 Oscars.
Hilary Swank.
Freedom Riders. Watch that. That's in my lifetime.
Did you see where they had the reunion on Oprah of the Freedom Riders?
No,
I wouldn't have made it through that.
No, yeah, it was a sop fest.
You know, there was a song, and it's not
if you say that, goddamn Billy Ocean
get
song.
Out of my troop.
Get out of my white robe.
And into...
Damn, Malcolm.
No, I believe it was Peaches and Herb.
Oh, who won that?
Was it too much,
shake
too little, too late?
No,
who
shake
was that?
That's Denise Williams and Johnny Mathis.
There you go.
Lovely
wow. Them.
Good call.
Well done. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and it was back then.
Just
and
found
they
out
were
Johnny
black.
Mathis was gay. I mean, black.
What?
Black.
What?
What?
Black? No, he is straight.
No, I didn't know Johnny Mathis was black until
Come
very recently.
On.
It's hard to tell. Now,
you didn't know
records,
he was black?
Records. No, how would you know from records? Where did we come?
The
where
cover?
Did we, where did we land on Gordon Lightfoot being gay?
My friend Will still says no.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I've been worried about that for weeks. I've been
Me
waiting
too.
To get back to you.
You were gone, Marnie.
Apparently.
Because I want to know what else was going on in the Edmund Fitzgerald before that fucker went down. Damn, Edmund!
God!
Go ahead. Yeah. What are your thoughts on race relations?
Before who went down?
The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
I know. Okay. He wasn't. It's
too much,
but he
too
wrote
little, too late.
About
to ever try again?
Ever.
Ever.
Try again.
I know I'll never love this way again. Can we just use song lyrics
for...
And we don't have to pay for them.
Let's all speak in song lyrics for the rest of the show.
Oh, that would be so fun. And I'll only do lines from Moonstruck, and I'll make it poignant and relevant.
And eventually I'll come to your funeral in a red dress.
Yeah. Get out of my dreams.
Snap out of it.
My car.
That's all he's going to say for the rest of the show is snap out of it.
No, I do. I think it's a, you know, ridiculous. It's too much, too little, too late. They just didn't, you know, why are you coming forward now? Because it's trendy?
I love that it's radio and I keep nodding.
Yeah, no, I agree. I do the same
thing. Oh, but that's okay because in 2 weeks we have cameras in here.
No, I won't be here.
You'll be here.
No.
You know, Molly. But really, I mean, it's trendy? Is that why all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, we better get on that bandwagon and hand out a badge for that, like Al said. I mean, you're going to get a homophobic badge? I don't get it. Yeah.
I wonder what color it is.
I know. It's probably purple. It's probably purple. Rainbow.
Rainbow sparkles.
It's pretty.
Damn,
Clayton.
I will not accept that as a drink.
I will.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thirsty. So there.
There's that.
I don't know. So that's just that's my ignorant thought, I suppose, on it. But I just the fact that they had, what was it, perversion files,
right,
and they had all this stuff, and just on a whim, we're just gonna let that go. Look at, we didn't mean it.
Right.
We didn't mean it. That's over here.
A child whom I love very, very much is a gay Boy Scout, and luckily it's never been an issue.
Not yet.
Well,
I bet he ties fabulous knots.
It all depends on where
exactly.
Where
he's
you're
in
at.
He's in a very liberal community, and has been very lucky. I think he's probably. I don't know if he's necessarily out to everybody in the troop, but he also has two gay moms, which has never been an issue. Two gay aunts that are raising him. But that's never been an issue to any of the other leaders, parents, kids.
That's good.
And he's had nothing but wonderful experiences. But for...
How old is he?
Just turned 16, I believe.
Oh, so he's older.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Wow.
Yeah. He's a sophomore.
I thought you were
going to
say like 15? Six. I don't know how old these kids are.
No.
Okay, so he knows who he is.
Absolutely,
he's got that. Okay, wow. All right, that's cool.
And then, I mean, and this has to do with the leaders, the camp counselors. I don't know what they're called. Right. I don't know nothing about the Boy Scouts.
Den leaders.
Don't make it sound like bears.
Mine was a
damn
den.
Gina. Don't make it worse.
I had a den mother.
Are they really called that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember my den mother.
You were a Boy Scout?
Yep, for a brief time.
Oh my God, we've got a live one of the
scouts. I was a Girl Scout for so long that there was no longer a troop that I could belong to. I had to be like a Girl Scout at large.
You
like
became part of the last
Girl Scout at large.
Yeah.
she just quit last week because I was like, enough already with these fucking meetings.
It's cookie season.
I'm actually thinking about getting back involved with them.
I don't know if there's any connection, but I
have an in.
Do you all realize that?
I really know the CEO of the... Yeah. Oh, I'll
damn.
You know, Juliet Lowe?
The warehouse is right there. The warehouse is right there.
No, I know.
Yeah, we can go over and storm them. Get those fucking
kids. I just learned very recently that there's, that they're very, I don't know. I always thought I would be looked at with suspicion that I was a single, childless, gay woman wanting to volunteer. And I never wanted to open that door.
I think I had the look on my face right now.
See? Is that what that is?
See?
I thought it was wine.
But as I've come to understand recently that they're very
very open, yeah.
Very open and supportive. Mm-hmm. So
I had to check because like I said, I mean, one of my closest friends, and she's almost like a sister to me, is the leader of the CEO of the Girl Scouts. So
awesome.
I was kind of worried about that with the gay history in her family. Then come on,
if she's ever in town, we could have her on the show because her brother won't come on.
We should.
He's a freaky cat.
What? She's a loud girl. Though. I just want to warn you in advance.
This is why I swallow my beverage. Look around the room. Yeah. Right. We're not.
I thought
new.
You might enjoy this.
Yeah.
All right. So as a former den human, if I'm using that term correctly,
I was a very brief time
a
that I was
tent boy, as it were.
Pup tent.
Oh, you're funny.
Only for near the border.
I actually, I'll have to find the
pup tent in the desert.
I'll have to find the pictures and scan them and post them so you guys see.
You can meet older gentlemen that have a fetish.
Okay, I was laughing about
this
the older gentleman part.
To go.
It was more about the older gentleman part, not about the fetish, but him dating an older gentleman.
Well, they don't know he's older now.
Oh, sorry.
Never mind. Go ahead, tell us your story. It's charming.
I don't know that I have any answers. It's charming. What? What?
Nothing.
Are you?
I can tell by your tone and inflection that what you're saying is going to be charming.
I know you think what you're saying is funny, but
waiting with anticipation.
anticipated.
Joe was a Boy Scout for about a week. Long week.
Oh, I think I think I
for who?
What?
Is this moonshine?
Have you all seen my blender?
Okay. Thank God we took on racism and homophobia in such a serious and relevant manner.
Oh, and we haven't even gotten to the thoughtful part of the show.
Has it been a week already?
Where did those 7 days go?
We're so sorry. We didn't tell you that it was only a week. Weak tenure.
Here's your badge.
Here's your calendar badge.
Oh, all 7 days.
Here's your finding exit badge.
Damn, Joe.
She found that exit sign in under a week.
We would like to thank you for being here for the last show of ours on the network.
All right. Okay. All right. Oh. What else can we mock her?
Oh,
just completely take all the humor. Oh, God, anything.
Oh. And then when you exit, all you hear is.
I do like fanfare.
I enjoy
I'm
that
not,
too.
Not gonna lie to you.
Elbow, wrist.
All right. Oh. Somebody else got to have something on their list.
No, wait a minute. Hopefully it's Richard III. Somebody asked me something. What did you ask me?
About the Boy Scouts.
Okay, wait a minute.
Okay, I'm going to need to taste this drink.
Yeah.
God, there's some left. Let me spin it up for you.
Yeah. Clear, because I'm like...
Okay, while we're doing that, I have two shout-outs to give.
Okay, good.
Here's a seg.
First of all, I would like to give a shout-out to the cafeteria on Thomas.
What?
Wait.
Is there a Lubies? Are we missing out on a Lubies?
Is there a local gymnasium you'd like to shout out to?
She made it for 7 minutes.
They charge for butters. They are fuckers.
Assholes.
Yeah.
And Splenda.
Remember when, what's the big buffet place called? What's the big?
Furs. Lubies?
No. Lubies.
Is it Lubies?
Oh, that's a cafeteria, not a buffet.
But remember when the big buffet got the mass shooting?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was Lubies,
That was Lubies.
That was Lubies. It was a Glock. That's how Glock became famous.
Yeah, it was kind of, God's waiting room.
Speaking of buffets, I've noticed, and it's a terrible trend that I've noticed across.
They charge for butter.
No, two of the China buffets in Central Phoenix have closed.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God, it was dramatic.
Because people are shitting their pants from the MSG.
No, but the one there at 7th and Missouri, I used to go there all the time. I loved it.
Oh, yeah. I do not do Chinese buffet.
Oh.
Well, you'll know if you're allergic to MSG, because if you spend more time in the bathroom than you do at the salad bar, that's a good sign.
No.
Who's your second shout out to? Because the cafeterias we've made great use of.
It's shaking, bacon. Not him.
Not him. Does Tupper still love me?
I don't know if anybody does.
I don't either.
I don't know if Joe's even listening.
I don't think Joe does at all.
Oh, my God.
Okay, second shout out.
Desert Overture. They're the GLBT and GLBT ally band here in Phoenix.
Oh, do they need a singer?
With which, no.
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 Why do I feel this is somehow a self-serving plug for you, that you're going to get something out
I
of
like
this?
It.
Is this like payola?
It's for my mom.
Oh,
like
mom.
We met mom today.
Mom was here. Let's give mom. Yeah. Let's give mom. Yes.
Mom, nice mom plays flute.
Nice.
With
Daddy plays fiddle. The rest of the family does
exactly.
Sing.
Yeah. Like they have a concert
Daddy
coming up.
Daddy sing bass, mama play fiddle.
On March 23rd.
Hmm.
I believe it's at the ASU West campus on Thunderbird.
On 59th Avenue.
Sure. And yeah, and they're doing kind of a rolling through the years thing. Mm-hmm. They have a piece from each of the last 5 or 6 decades, something like that.
Mm. I've heard of these things called decades.
Very emotional piece about Kennedy and lots of
back into the left, back into the left.
Exactly. Back into the left. Back.
So you've all seen JFK.
I have the Zapruder film.
Zapruder, that was going to be our drinking word. Oh.
I will write that down for next week. That's a good one.
How are we going to fit
Zapruder
that?
Zapruder on
that. Damn, Zapruder.
It's a lot easier working Damn Gina in than the Zapruder. Yeah, we'll true. Never fit that
oh,
in.
Oh, don't say never.
You're getting poppers and lube for that one.
Okay. You know what your problem is, Mr. Gasson?
No.
Anyway. So Desert Very Overture, nice. Check them out there on Facebook or at desertoverture.org.
.org.
Yay. Nice.
Good shout out.
There you go.
And the buffet the at 7th Avenue in Osborne only stays open for about as long as my Boy Scouts career. Joe is still with us.
Joe.
He is the Rihanna of our little station.
Shine bright like a diamond, Joe.
At 8:55 in the p.m. on whatever day of the year this is. I hate that fucking song.
Which one?
Shine bright like a diamond.
No, I don't give a shit. I don't listen
to it. Is somebody poking her with someone That's sharp? Awful. Why is she pronouncing the words like that? Marnie, what's on your list? What do you got? Try to be quick.
Not really. I'll do it in under 7 minutes. Red light and the end.
You're like Matt Damon on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
The end.
Oh damn it, we're out of time.
Oh, well, there you have it.
I'm looking forward to the people when they get video in here seeing the lights. What,
I'm
Molly?
Scared.
What?
You made a motherfucking Nutella cake and didn't bring it.
What?
Well,
wait a minute.
Actually, there was one slice that was left, and I was going to bring it for y'all to have him try it.
What
and
then the what hell?
Because I thought Mom might want it.
No, you can't play the mom card just
because
I just did.
No, I'm being honest with you. It was the last one there, but
you didn't make two of these cakes,
right?
Did it occur to you didn't know you were duplicates?
Didn't know it would work out.
I would like to just tell you that I have
now. Now we find out how important the calendar badge is because she didn't get one.
Apparently.
For the record, I have never had Nutella, so I don't even know what I'm missing.
You would love it.
Oh it's hazelnut and creaminess and, my God.
And cheesecake and Oreo cookie crust.
Oh, what wait, is it cheesecake? You. Now you're making it worse.
Now you're pissing me off. Like
oh, good. See?
Yeah, so
there you
we're
go.
Fine.
So good. Okay, well, I've only
welcome
one
welcome back to the hook over here.
Marnie deserves a whip. There you go.
Well, thanks.
Damn, Marty!
Damn!
I didn't know it was going to be this much fun.
That's good.
I don't
make
like
a
my
cake
microphone
again.
This week.
You what?
I don't like my microphone this week. That's why I'm not
talking think it's
as
your.
Much.
I don't think it's solely your mic. I think we have some other anomaly.
No, whenever I touch it.
So
oh, yours is doing it, but no. I think there's something else.
No, I have a Carney's. What's her name that works here with us?
Katie. No. Okay.
Why are you going to go and give up my names to people?
I don't know. He's
Mom still tears up every time she sees a fat lady in a tube top.
Can't even see a tilt-a-whirl.
We may have.
What's that? She always says, once a carny, always a carny.
Who the fuck are you? All right, it's the end of hour two. We are going for one more in spite of logic and sense.
Yeah, exactly.
If you are hearing this on the rebroadcast, remember to look up the third hour of this show, and I think it's 105.5. I don't know what number show we're on right now, but look it up online, QTalkAmerica.com. Find our show. You can listen to it more. We'll be back in just a little bit with thoughtful vulgarity, more drinking. I know.
And we'll try to insult other parts of the globe.
Yeah, we have a lot more.
We have a lot more. Yeah. The world's a big place. We'll be back in just moments on Q Talk America.
We're gonna get a badge.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona.